play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Thanks for being with us here for a Tuesday night edition of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball. That time of the year when we don't care when they play. As long as the Streaks are still playing, we will follow them wherever and whenever. And for the boys, as opposed to the girls, it's usually a Tuesday-Friday schedule as opposed to the girls. More times than not, a Monday-Thursday schedule. But we don't mind a Tuesday night game, Jim, on the road, do we, at this time of year? We'll take it.
No, it seems weird to be playing the early game. That doesn't happen much in any of our tournaments because we host so many, and Mike always likes to play, you know, late when you're the home team. And, of course, a sophomore game usually precedes it, so it just seems like we're off to a really quick start here tonight.
One thing I will say that I do like about this regional is playing both of these games tonight. We are playing the early game because there are two games, and that gives us a chance. Assuming, of course, that we win here tonight and we're concerned about a Friday night game, it gives us a chance to stick around, and certainly the coaching staff appreciates the opportunity to stick around and get a look at the potential next opponent as well. And the second game will be the Rams of Peoria Manual against the Lions of Peoria High School, formerly Peoria Central. And, well, we've certainly seen the Lions enough in the postseason in the recent past.
They're not nearly as big as they have been a couple of times we've run into them, but they're always quick. And so whoever wins that second game, if we are able to advance, will be quite a challenge on Friday night. But it will be nice because I haven't had a chance to see Manual or Central play yet this year, so it will be good to take a look at them in the second game tonight. A
couple of teams that at times throughout at least our tenure here at WGIL in the last 20 to 25 years have been part of the Silver Streaks schedule at some point or the other, but not so much anymore. And as Galesburg tries to do, it's a matter of adjusting the schedule to kind of accommodate wherever the team is going in the postseason. So you try to anticipate what the IHSA is going to do. And past few years, the Silver Streaks have not gone that direction. So consequently, those two teams not part of the schedule anymore. Silver Streaks win the tip as they have been wont to do. Ethan Meeker at the top. Right side, Devin Ross. Now between the circles, Joe Williams. Joe around a Meeker screen, gets cut off on the inside, driving. Devin Ross's shot is tipped on a little floater, and the rebound into the hands of Sam Keppel for Limestone. So let's see what the Rockets will do on their opening possession. Again, they played last night, defeating Canton. We're down by 9 in the first half, came back, had a big third quarter to take a 6-point lead into the fourth quarter, and ended up winning it from there here on the Little Giants' home floor, which is separate from Canton High School. They're about 2 miles apart. On the right side, Chris Dixon Williams backs all the way out into the front side of the inside circle. Now back to the right side, it goes to Keppel, trying to back his way in, working his way in on Thompson with a pump fake. Now passes it outside to Dixon Williams on the left side, around a screen, and we've got an illegal screen set. And that'll be the first turnover of the game for either club. First foul of the game on Sam Keppel, and the Silver Streaks certainly don't mind seeing him pick up an early one.
No, and if I remember right in that other meeting, Chris Dixon Williams had a couple of quick fouls there. Star guard, and that hurt them early in that ball game.
How about this? Limestone opens in a full court defensive press as Meeker breaks it, driving down the lane. A push foul called on Limestone as he crosses the free throw line. So before he ever gets off the shot, they're going to call that one on Bryce Meyer, a 6'3 junior. So Limestone, two quick team fouls, just a minute six into the game.
Yeah, and Mike Reynolds mentioned Limestone. Well, they'll switch a lot. And I think maybe even more so. You know, Eddie Matthews knows that with some of the underclassmen, he's a little outmanned in a lot of games this year. So the element of surprise, I think, has to come into play as the game goes along. And I don't expect we'll see Limestone in that full court press all night long.
Well, for some reason, Chris Dixon Williams just went to the locker room, and wow. Into the game comes Braden Williams, a 5'8" sophomore for Limestone. We'll see how long he's in there. The 6:54 mark of the opening quarter. Ross on the outside, pulls it all the way back out in the midcourt circle. Left side, Meeker, fires a three, got it. Same spot where Ethan hit the three-pointer to tie the game up at UT last Friday night to send it into overtime. And let's see if he can keep the hot hand going from the outside. 3-0 Galesburg. We played a minute and a half.
Really surprised with him putting up 30 in the last game that they let him be that wide open early.
Down the lane, Keppel. Good bounce pass to him in stride right to the basket. And Dixon Williams is back from the locker room. He now has the left wrist heavily taped.
That was a quick tape job.
Keppel makes it 3-2. Limestone within one. Williams with a step back outside the free throw line. In and out. Rebound, Eric Thompson. Eric with 9 rebounds in the UT game last Friday night. Gives the Streaks another crack at it here. We played 2 minutes of the opening quarter. Streaks on top, 3-2. Range on the right wing. Up top to Ross. Just outside the top of the arc. Right side over to Williams. Fakes a three. Pulls inside. Kicks it out to Thompson. Left side over to Meeker. Fakes left. Drives right. Floater up with the right hand. Goes over the basket. And the weak side rebound under the basket to Braden Williams. Drives it to the other end. Pushes it. Left side over to Reed. Drives in from the wing. That is too strong. Rebound on the floor to Eric Thompson. Little bump from behind. Hangs on to the ball. 3-2 Galesburg. Streaks back with the ball. Joe drives inside the free throw line. Scoops it to the outside to JJ. Now back to Joe. Williams drives. Cut off inside the free throw line. Puts it up and in off the glass.
Well, using the high glass that time. A tough shot by Joe as he knocks it down. And the Streaks lead 5-2.
As we approach the five-minute mark here of quarter number one. Things move a little faster in the postseason than they used to. No three-point showdown prior to any of the regional games. They will hold all that off until Friday night before the regional final. And everyone who's in the three-point showdown from all five teams will qualify. Here's Keppel with a drive from the right side. Thought he got away with a travel.
Twice.
And then he puts it up over Thompson and in.
Yep. Yeah, he got a gift there on the no travel call and a nice turnaround shot by Keppel, and that's what he can do. I don't know that he'll put up, 25-30 on you, but he's got a nice turnaround jumper, keeps you honest inside.
Rockets come in with a record of just 8-20 heading into tonight. So twice as many wins as Canton, whom they defeated last night. Joe penetrates, found an opening, and then couldn't get the scoop off the glass. Braden Williams with a rebound. Limestone looking for its first lead. 5-4 Streaks, 4:15 to go, and they throw it away. Keppel at the free throw line throws it left to nobody.
And Dixon Williams will check back in, so he was just out of the action for a couple of minutes. We'll see if the left wrist does anything noticeably to his playing. It's just the wrist, and I guess it's actually taped up around between the thumb.
Yeah.
So it's not a shooting hand, so I wouldn't think that's going to affect him a whole lot.
Range and Thompson out. Frequent substitution for Mike Reynolds here at the 4:17 mark of the first quarter. Those two sit. Kevonte Shaw, Cody Hawthorne into the game for their first action of the postseason. Here's Shaw with it now. Left side over to Williams on the far sideline. Joe with a right-hand dribble gives off to Meeker. Meeker skips it right back to Joe on the right side. Joe just inside the top of the arc. Dumps it off to Kevonte. Chases it down onto the wing. Kevonte with a dribble. Found an opening with a left hand. Misses the basket. Rebound Cody Hawthorne underneath. Dribbles it back out. Skips it out to Joe Williams on the outside. Another chance for the Silver Streaks. Nice move by Kevonte. Just couldn't finish it off. Now Ross gives way to Williams. Outside the free throw line. A little bit short with the shot. Rebound Limestone's Alex Reed. Pushing it into the front court. Dixon Williams to the left side. Cut off on the baseline by Williams. He'll bring it back out. 5-4 Galesburg. Skip pass up top. Nearly stolen away. Now batted away by Meeker. Picked up by Ross. Devin gets fouled. Going to the basket. No 2-point free throw opportunity as Reed got the reach from the backside on the floor after the third Limestone turnover.
I don't know that you can hear as you're listening over the radio, maybe not, but this place, it you feel it's like thunder when the players are going up and down the court. It's a low ceiling, an arched ceiling with the bricks all around, and you just really get that feel like everybody weighs 300 pounds running up and down the court.
Boy, Joe was way off on the three-pointer on the inbound from Devin Ross. He missed everything in front of the basket. Keppel got the rebound for the Rockets, who still look for their first lead of the night here on their third straight opportunity to do so, down 5-4. Driving to the left side, Calvin Peacock into the game, a 6'2 junior, throws it over the basket. I don't know if that was a pass or a shot, but on the weak side, Antoine Flowers got a tip. That wouldn't go, and the Streaks come up with it for Ethan Meeker.
I charged him with a shot. It went over the rim, so.
Now on the left side, Kevonte Shaw into the hands of Ross, who dribbles it all the way back out near half court. Devin works his way to the right side of the arc, steps inside, kicks it out to Meeker. Long three, top of the circle, off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down, but it hit the baseline before Hawthorne could get to it.
We're getting plenty of opportunities. Yeah. We're just not converting very often. Let's see, 2 of 10 from the field. Limestone hasn't had many shots. They've had a couple of turnovers. They're fortunate to be only down a point right now at 5-4.
We've got them with only 4 shot attempts
and
3 turnovers. Under 2.5 to go first quarter. It's 5-4 Galesburg. Streaks have led the whole game, but this is Limestone's 4th straight opportunity to try to take the lead. Dixon Williams on the outside gives left side over to Peacock, and he stutter steps and travels. Well, an indication of why they've struggled to get only 8 wins this season, right?
Yeah. Then really, the one was the pick on Keppel early, which was a turnover, but the other ones have been pretty sloppy.
Alleman gets top seed Dixon tonight after a win over Rock Falls in the 3A regional last night. Dixon again with only 1 loss on the entire season. On the inbound, Ross finds Shaw at the Limestone free throw line, finding an opening in that Rockets full court press. Ross across midcourt. Bounces it left side over to Shaw. Just outside the elbow, now into the corner. Meeker, quick dump pass down low.
Shaw scoops
it over to Hawthorne, spins in the lane, and dribbles it off his knee out of bounds.
Boy, what a pivot and a dish by Williams that time, finding Hawthorne coming down through there, but Cody lost it off his knee.
First Galesburg turnover, and again, the Streaks miss a chance to build on the lead. So just frequent trips up and down the court for both sides, neither one seeming to take advantage of it here with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter, just a 5-4 Galesburg lead. Dixon Williams between the circles, guarded by Joe Williams. Works his way left between the legs with the dribble. Joe giving him space, bounces it to Keppel, trying to back his way in on Cody Hawthorne. Skips it right side. Now back to Keppel inside the free throw line. Double team, briefly knocked out of his hand. Drives on Hawthorne, gets under the basket. Misses the shot, gets his own rebound on the weak side, and then Joe takes it away. Williams drives, 2-on-1, in the lane, off to Shaw, up and in. Streaks make it 7-4 with Cavante's first basket. Joe with a rebound on the hour. The steal on the opposite end pushed it, and the Streaks took advantage of it. 1 minute to go here in the opening quarter of the 3A regional semifinal at Canton. Limestone down 3 with the ball. Streaks wearing the home white. Between the circles, working his way right, now passing it back left to Antoine Flowers. Swinging around right side over to Dixon Williams on the far sideline with 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Dixon Williams still hanging on to it, now starts his left-hand dribble, working against Joe Williams, in traffic, dishes it left side, Flowers drives to the baseline, ball knocked away, saved by Keppel, he and Williams fall down, Joe took it away and got called for traveling.
Joe's being very aggressive, and they've let him play. He's been right in there, sticking his nose in on a lot of things here, and the officials have not called a whole lot of fouls here early. In fact, Silver Streaks don't have a single foul yet in this first quarter.
3 on Limestone, 2 of those came in the first 64 seconds of the game. From the right of the baseline, Dixon Williams lobs it out high, out to Isaiah Riley, a 6-foot junior into the game, trying a crossover dribble, gives it back to Dixon Williams in the left corner. Leaning in on Joe, now leans in again, and he's going to draw contact on Joe, who had actually backed away as Dixon Williams shot that off, and there is the first foul of the game on the Streaks.
Yeah, I thought Joe had avoided the foul, and Dixon Williams went kind of off to the side of him, and that's not really what I thought would be the first foul call of the game, but Dixon Williams, that's everything he was trying to do there, was just to draw that foul as he makes the first free throw.
His first point of the night. In fact, Dixon Williams doesn't even have off a shot attempt until that free throw, so that gives you an indication of the great defense the Streaks have played on him in this first 7.5 minutes of the game. Second one up and good. And the left-hander makes them both, pulling the Rockets back within 1. Limestone with the full-court press. Ross on the inbound to Williams. Under 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Now back to Williams from Ross. Joe getting it across midcourt with a firing and up-court pass on the wing to Shaw. Now back out to Joe. Streaks will back it back out with 18 seconds to go, trying to hold for the last shot, leading by 1. Joe hanging onto the ball, now starts a dribble, backing up near half-court with 10 seconds to go. Passes it over to Devin on the right side. Inside the top of the arc, Thompson. Touch pass over to Meeker. Double team is there. Ethan backs away. 3 seconds to go. Now over to Ross. Penetrates. Floater. Good. At the buzzer. Streaks lead 9-6 after 1. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser with WGIL. The Knox County 4-H Robotics team, the Techno Ferrets, invites you to join them for an afternoon of rockin' robotics fun, Saturday, March 14th. There's a lot of engineering that goes into making robots. To register, check our calendar for March 14th at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg. Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
One quarter gone here in the 3A regional opener at Canton. Galesburg 8, or rather 9, Limestone 6. Devin Ross hits the shot just inside the free throw line at the first quarter buzzer. Galesburg's biggest lead in this game is 3, which is where it is as we start quarter number 2. Limestone with the ball. Hesitation drive on the right side. Meeker reaches in, steals it away. 7 Limestone turnovers. Meeker pushing it into the front court. Galesburg trying to build on the lead. They had a number of opportunities in the first quarter. Limestone had equal opportunities to take a lead as we held at 5-4 for a good stretch of the first quarter. J.J. Range back into the game with Meeker, Thompson, Ross, and Williams. Ross curls around, shoots again, and scores.
Just like the one that ended the first quarter, Ross with a fader floating towards the basket. And a nice soft touch gives the Streaks back to a five-point bulge.
He played 45 seconds of quarter number 2. Dixon around Eric Thompson, throws it up from the right side, and somehow moving away from the basket, gets enough oomph to get it back on a high arcing shot that went right through the hoop. His first basket, his first shot attempt of the game, 11-8 Galesburg. Thompson, Ross, Range on the outside. Meeker and Williams waiting on the wings. Now we got a whistle away from the ball, and Streaks called for hooking as Eric Thompson sets the defense away from the ball. His first foul, third Galesburg turnover. Again, Jim, we talk about the Streaks shooting. If they shoot well, things look great. Had plenty of opportunities in the first quarter. Didn't shoot it real well.
Yeah, 4 out of 12. I don't know if we do that every quarter. That might be enough to win this ball game. Limestone, I would think, really going to want to limit possessions. They just don't have the overall firepower that Galesburg does. So they would probably be well advised to work a little time off the clock. I'm just not sure their ball handling is going to allow them to do that very often tonight.
This is Keppel with it on the left elbow. Thompson giving him room. Now Keppel driving in. Thompson cuts him off. Keppel trying to find off a shot. Can't do it. Good job by Eric defensively. Now the drive to the left side into the corner. Meeker playing the defense there. They skip it back out. Bad pass intercepted by Ross. Did a nice job to balance on the sideline, not go out of bounds. Range for 3. In and out. Rebound. Another box out by Alex Reed. Little guy off the bench has a couple of big rebounds already in this game. JJ shot looked pretty good. Just couldn't quite find the full range of the hoop. We played 2 minutes here in quarter number 2. It's 11-8 Galesburg. Keppel on the outside. Now onto the left wing it goes to Dixon Williams. Drives to the free throw line. Left-handed shot up and well off the mark. Rebound batted around, and Joe Williams controls for the Streaks. And now a foul, a tie-up called, actually, on the reach by Reed. And the held ball will keep it in Galesburg's hands.
Good job by Ethan Meeker, because Dixon Williams was able to get off a screen, get away from Joe Williams. And he got just outside the free throw line, was setting up for the shot, and Meeker, recognizing that, flew out at him, and I think really helped to alter that shot a little bit.
Into the front court, Devin Ross. Right side over to Thompson on the wing, back up top. Wide open range, but he passes the left side to Joe, who shoots the 3, and a late foul coming in too late. Calvin Peacock fouls Joe. Might have sold that one a little bit, and he's going to get 3 free throws out of it.
Yeah, that got a head turner for head coach Eddie Matthews of Limestone. He obviously didn't want to see that. I'm not sure whether he didn't like the call or didn't like the foul. He's talking with his player right now, Calvin Peacock.
Joe misses the first free throw. We've talked about Joe's shooting woes from the free throw line. Second one up and in and out.
And he was so good earlier in the season.
About 83%.
Man.
When he went out for those 10 games, and since he's been back, I had the numbers added up earlier today, and then I forgot to bring him with me. But he's coming off that 5-of-11 game. Anyway, consequently, after going 5-of-11 against UT on Friday night, he's down to just over 70% as he misses all three free throws. And the Streaks still lead 11-8. Sam Kepler gets his fourth rebound already for Limestone to lead both teams. Up top, Peacock around the screen all the way to the low blocks. Dumped it off to Reed underneath, and a foul called, and Reed's going to go to the line shooting too.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of ball, but apparently a little body there too on Devin Ross, who picks up his first.
Number one, Devin Ross, his first.
13 foul on the Streaks, four called against Limestone so far. It's been pretty even both ways. 5:18 to go here in the first half. Reed to the free throw line. First one up and in.
Surprised to hear or see, actually, in the hospitality room, Kevin Stevenson, a longtime play-by-play voice of the Canton Little Giants, who had since gone into the banking industry, I think. Well, he's doing the PA down here now.
Reed makes both. Pulls Limestone to within one now at 11-10. Rockets have made all four of their free throws. Silver Streaks 0 for 3. Full court press by Limestone again. Touch pass from Meeker right back to Ross. Everybody battles back into the front court as Reed plays one-on-one on Ross in the backcourt. Devin brings it across midcourt. Works his way to the right side of the arc. Passes left behind him to range. Now over to driving in Joe Williams all the way to the low blocks. Kicks it back out. Wide open, JJ. Hit it, JJ. Nope. And a collision underneath the basket between Peacock and Williams. And I think they're going to call Peacock for, from what the official indicated, for throwing Joe Williams down to the court. And that's going to be the second one on Peacock, and it's going to put Williams right back at the line in a 30-second timeout called by the Streaks.
We'll take this opportunity while we have the 30-second timeout, as always, to thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to this another Silver Streaks game. And as I left today, Chad Warren said, I hope we're providing you many, many more cars here before the end of the season.
That'd be great.
That would be great. So this time around, we're in a 2015 red Nissan Altima, as always, one of the best in the business. Very enjoyable ride down here. The roads were great. No sign of any ice. We hope that's the same going home. Again, this is one of the certified pre-owned fleets. I'm trying to think. I think it had just a little over 10,000 miles on it. 24/7 roadside assistance, the 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, factory-backed easy financing, and they just make it so easy and so comfortable to get the car that you want at a great price, great vehicle, the Nissan Altima, our transportation tonight from Galesburg Nissan next to the Sandburg Mall.
On the inbound, the travel called on Ethan Meeker. He got inside the lane. Isaiah Riley tried to draw the charge. Ethan leaned forward a little too much, apparently dragged the pivot foot. That's the fourth Galesburg turnover. 11-10 Streaks, under 5 minutes to go first half. End of one quarter, Dixon leads Alleman 15-4. And at the end of one at the Mendota Regional, Dunlap has an early 15-12 lead over top seed Metamora. Full court press by the Streaks. Dixon Williams in the backcourt. Here comes a trap between Hawthorne and Williams. Skips it into the front court to Keppel, right in front of Galesburg coach Mike Reynolds. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Keppel with the dribble. Now with the ball way out high, Isaiah Riley works his way to the left wing, passes it off. Dixon Williams works his way around the arc. Meeker trying to keep up with him. Help side defense came over. Williams missed badly. Rebound put back by Keppel won't go. On the opposite side, Dixon Williams gets fouled on the Limestone Rockets' third opportunity.
They were getting after it on the offensive glass. Looked like they were just throwing the ball up there a few times, but some of that is because the Silver Streaks were really tenacious on defense, right in their face. But Limestone with some quick leapers in there, kept that ball alive, and Dixon Williams will have two at the line.
And the first one ties the game for the first time tonight.
You know, you mentioned the Dunlap score. They're a lot like Limestone. They're a middle line eye team that hasn't been very consistent, but they're dangerous. You know, and they've got a couple of guys that are bona fide scorers. Certainly Morgan, who had 24 points in their 20-point win over IVC last night, made Dunlap dangerous. And you know, Dixon Williams and Keppel, the guys you got to watch out here for Limestone, as Dixon Williams has given the Rockets the lead.
Their first lead of the night at 12-11. Again, Limestone perfect from the free throw line, 6-for-6, much like what UT did on Friday night before they missed some big free throws late. They keep the full court pressure on. Galesburg breaks it. On the left side, Joe Williams backs his way up, now gets off to Meeker, fakes a three, steps left, fires it anyway. That one's way off the mark. Rebound put back for Cody. First basket of the game for Hawthorne. Streaks back on top.
Cody, our Coe, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And our last outing up at United Township on Friday night was big there and comes up with a nice put back there to give us the lead back.
Halfway through quarter number two, 13-12 Galesburg. Up top, Isaiah Riley driving to the right side. Ball loose on the floor, diving for it. Hawthorne falling out of bounds, saves it to Devin Ross. Streaks with a steal. Meeker into the front court. Gives it over to Shaw. Steps into a three. Oh, a little bit off the mark. And the long rebound pops out to Peacock. Streaks still looking for their first three-pointer of the night. Driving inside the lane. Williams nice between two defenders. And Dixon Williams with a basket. Limestone back on top. 14-13. Back quickly come the Streaks. And a push foul called as Shaw goes strong to the basket. Antoine Flowers with his first foul of the game. 16 fouls on the Rockets.
Good job by the Silver Streaks to quickly come back at Limestone after the bucket by Chris Dixon Williams. He can penetrate and find ways to get the ball in between outstretched arms, but quickly Shaw back the other way. Thought he was going to have it uncontested, but quickly Flowers came up and bumped him.
Kevonte misses the free throw. Here's another Streaks player who shot very well from the free throw line through the first two-thirds of the season and now has struggled. He's now under 70% for the season. Second one on the way, and that one is good. Galesburg now 1-for-5 from the free throw line as a team that ties the game at 14. Dixon Williams alone in the backcourt, walks it across the timeline, 3:10 to go, second quarter. And an illegal screen set and a push called by Calvin Peacock. I think he just picked up his third foul, and every time he's fouled Joe Williams. Joe was coming out to play defense. That's the third foul on Peacock. 10 turnovers on Limestone, but the Streaks haven't been able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, well, and really wasn't a whole lot of argument from Coach Matthews there either. He, as soon as he saw the call, he leaned his shoulder to the right to Peacock, said, hey, you can't do that.
On the inbound, oh, tough pass by Devin, intended for Meeker with two Limestone players right there on the sideline, and the Rockets steal it away. Into the hands of Riley in the midcourt circle out high.
That's a careless turnover I've rarely seen this year. On an inbound.
That leaves Dixon Williams free to float the perimeter with Williams guarding him, and now he steps on the far sideline. And that was a tough pass to Dixon Williams, who was coming from the left side down near the paint all the way to the outside of the sideline, and he juggled the pass, kind of bounced off his upper shoulder a little bit, and as he collected it, he stepped on the sideline with Joe Williams right on top of him. 11 Limestone turnovers, tied at 14, 2:45 to go first half. And 11 turnovers. And still, the Streaks haven't been able to take advantage of it. Here's Ross with a pull-up and hits from 14 feet.
Devin's had nice touch in there around the basket. Love to see him continue to work at that. Those are a lot higher percentage shots right now than our threes, which are not going down.
Devin with six in the game to lead the Streaks, who are back on top 16-14, 2:20 to go first half. Dixon Williams fakes right. Now using a Keppel screen to try to lose Joe Williams. He has to just work around Keppel's body, and finally Dixon Williams passes it away up top. Antoine Flowers with it, tries to get it back into the corner to Dixon Williams. Down low to Keppel, trying to back his way in on Cody Hawthorne, dishes it back out, driving through the lane, stolen away, loose ball, still a scramble for it. Now Cody's going to get called for the foul as he was diving for the ball, but because of where Flowers was positioned, Hawthorne ended up diving into Flowers rather than getting into the ball, and that's the second one on Cody.
Well, Hawthorne had two things in mind. He was trying to get the ball just enough that he could flick it up ahead to Kevonte Shaw, who was out there wide open at the other end, but he just couldn't quite, in fighting for the ball, get it away from the Limestone players and ends up getting a foul on basically a tackle out there at midcourt.
Five Galesburg fouls, seven for Limestone, under 2 minutes to go first half. It's a two-point Silver Streaks lead at 16-14. Low-scoring first half, which benefits the Rockets. On the right side, driving, Riley in the lane. Tough shot, up with the right hand and in. Got it over the outstretched hands of Eric Thompson, and we're tied at 16. Ross working in the backcourt against full-court man-to-man pressure by Reed. Devin all the way into the front court. Now all the way to the low blocks. Kicks it out into the corner. Meeker penetrates three Limestone jerseys. Ball on the floor. He kicks it out of bounds.
Yeah, one of their seniors, Alex Reed, got his hand in there that time on Meeker. And Limestone did a really nice job adjusting because Ross came under the basket and Meeker was open here in the corner, got it out. Well, as soon as that ball got to Meeker, who was ready to take that three, they were all over him and forced him to at least drive to the basket.
And Reed, the senior you mentioned, Jim, is the one who came out of that after Meeker kicked it out of bounds with a double fist pump and said, let's go, to his teammate with as much enthusiasm and drive on his face as he could have.
Yeah, and senior starters tend to treat regional games even more seriously than the rest of their team because they know this is the end of the road for them if they don't win.
Keppel penetrates, found room in the lane, but he couldn't face the ways to the basket as Thompson played good defense. Now Dixon Williams drives, kicks it over to Reed on the wing, and back out it goes with 45 seconds to go in the half, tied at 16. On the dribble out high, Isaiah Riley trying to shake Meeker. Backs his way into the free throw line. Big step inside the lane, but the ball rims in and out off the backboard. Rebound Eric Thompson for the Streaks, trying to regain the lead, tied at 16 here. Into the front court, go the Streaks. Ross, between two defenders, gets it off to Williams. Drives baseline, reverse layup won't go, and Thompson with the offensive putback.
Outstanding. He almost touched that when it was on the rim, but it just had taken a bounce, and Eric, with a big, well-timed leap right down the middle of the lane, gets the basket.
And unfortunate for Joe on a pretty reverse layup that shot didn't go down. Dixon Williams down the lane, passes it away to nobody, chases it down, and fires a three with 4 seconds to go. Meeker inbound, all Shaw can do is heave it, and that's the end of the first quarter. And Limestone takes a 19-18 lead on a Chris Dixon Williams three at the buzzer. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, look at first half statistics, talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as Galesburg goes to the locker room down one here in the 3A regional semifinal. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
This is the unlikely love story of the egg and the ring. One was round, the other was oval. One rolled, the other waddled. But the two stumbled into love when the egg fell into the ring's embrace. Right on the McDonald's griddle. The result? A warm, round egg that lived happily ever after in an Egg McMuffin. Until it was devoured. You'll find a fresh cracked egg in every Egg McMuffin. It's the story of breakfast lovin'.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey. You're okay. You're... Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, Jim Lee, we're still waiting for the Streaks to show up, I guess. Unfortunately, the Streaks that have shown up have been more so the ones that have struggled here in the January-February portion of the season rather than what we saw back in November, December, and early January. And, of course, personnel-wise, things are a little bit different, but this does not look at all like the team that we were hoping to see after the way they finished that game up at East Moline on Friday night. It's been a real struggle here tonight, and I don't think it's necessarily that Limestone has played great and has just taken the Silver Streaks out of their game because Galesburg's had some shots. But that's been kind of the story as well. When the Streaks aren't playing well, when they're struggling anyway, it's because the shots aren't going down. And they're not shooting well again here tonight. And turnovers became a problem in the second quarter as well.
It's one of those games, if you shoot the ball a little better, you're probably in pretty good shape here because we forced Limestone into 11 turnovers. I've been impressed with Limestone's defense. We had an open look or two early in this one that we didn't cash in on. One from Meeker, where J.J. Range was wide open there once and missed one. But otherwise, they've contested all of our shots. They've been physical. I think they bought into Eddie Matthews
coaching. I think he realizes they're kind of offensively challenged, so they're going to have to play really good defense. And offensively, they've got some things going on here. I mean, if this, I don't want this game to stay close,
right?
Because if they get down to the last possession, you know, they were able to take and break down Ethan Meeker a little bit to get some good shots off in the lane in a one-on-one type situation out there. I don't want to see that happen at the buzzer. You know, I want to get, you know, get us a 5 or 6 point bumper here. Don't let this game come down to the final shot, because I'm not sure I like our chances if that happens.
And they rebound pretty well on the offensive end too.
They do. They do. And Keppel's very aggressive in there. Still not very polished on offense, but I think part of that, you got to give credit to Thompson and Hawthorne. They're giving him a hard time in there.
Silver Streaks trail at halftime against an 8-20 Limestone team, 19-18. Chris Williams, 3 with 3 seconds to go before halftime, was the only three-point shot that Limestone even attempted in that first half. And he came alive offensively, did not take a single shot in the first quarter. We talked about that at the end of the first quarter. That was a testament to the Streaks defense that they were playing on Dixon Williams. But he's found 5 shots in the second quarter, and he scored 9 of Limestone's 12 points, or rather 13 points, as they take a 19-18 lead here at the half. Our first half statistics are brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Team numbers, Jim?
All right, Silver Streaks, 8 of 22 from the field, 4 of 12 first quarter, 4 of 10 second, 36%. Not quite enough to have the lead in this one. Limestone is shooting 46%. Only 6 of 13, though, from the field, not getting a lot of shots off. Again, those 11 turnovers having a lot to do with that with the Rockets. Rebounding edge to Limestone right now, 13 to 10 on the boards. As we mentioned, 11 Limestone turnovers, 6 for the Silver Streaks. So still anybody's game here at halftime, but you alluded to it in the pregame, Brad. Don't any underdog, you don't want to let them hang around too long late, because then the pressure all shifts to the higher seed to try and make something happen. Underdog gets confidence. Who knows what can happen? This third quarter is going to be big.
Rest of the team stats, Limestone only 1 of 1 from behind the arc. From the free throw line, they are 6 of 6. Galesburg only 1 of 5 from the free throw line, and 1 of 7 from three-point range. Ethan Meeker had a three-pointer to open the game, and they have been 0 for since. Take a break, talk to Steve Cheeseman when we come back, and run through the individual scores, give you some other postseason basketball scores from around the area as well. Galesburg trails Limestone 19-18. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. The Warren County Relay for Life kicks off their 2015 campaign Saturday, March 14th at the Monmouth VFW. Starts at 5:30. It's $5 at the door. You'll hear Eternity Road and Feast on Eddie B's Pulled Pork. There's a silent auction, too. Check the other details on the calendar at WGIL.com.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight: cloudy and colder, a low around 8, wind chill reading 0 to 10 below 0 after midnight, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Partly sunny tomorrow, colder, high of 17. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and colder, a low of 1 below. And on Thursday, sunny with a high of 14, wind chill readings 10 to 20 below in the morning. Friday, partly cloudy and a high around 40. Currently, it's 35 degrees at WGIL.
Tomorrow we hit midweek, and that'll mean time to talk markets with Jim Anderson of North & Company in Galva. We'll see what things look like as we start off this month of March. That's tomorrow at 11:15 on the WGIL Midday.
19-18 Limestone at the half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down courtside. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
Yeah. All right, well, Steve, I don't know. I guess, what do you tell him? Make some shots, huh?
Yeah, I mean, get some rhythm on the offensive end. We've had this conversation here the last couple of weeks, and at halftime, we've just got to get an aggressive mindset, get the ball moving, do things within the frame of a good team basketball. We're doing a great job on the defensive end. When you limit a team to 19 points in the first half, that's a good job. But obviously, on the other end, we need work. And, run our sets and just be who we are. Don't try to be something different.
The kids comment, do they feel like it's a tough place to shoot in here?
No, they haven't said so. And again, the depth perception is a little bit here because you've got the baskets out away, and that gets some taken used to. But that's not an issue for us now. We just got to get some rhythm going and be able to play here on, our basketball, our type of basketball.
Well, and they're 6-of-6 from the line. I think we're 1-of-5, and that's really your game right now.
Yeah, and that's something that we've done everything we can here. We've downplayed it. We've made it a big deal. We just got to make the shots. We've got to get into a routine, knock them down with our good confidence and good technique, and make shots, make free throws.
All right, big third quarter. Go get.
We got to get after them. This is very important. This first 3 minutes. Thanks, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. Galesburg trailing Limestone 19-18. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Tight one at Mendota, where top seed Metamora trails Dunlap 21-20. Those two teams very familiar with each other, obviously, from the Mid-Illini Conference. And I guess not much of a surprise here. We were hoping maybe for a better showing by the Alleman Pioneers in their game against top-seeded Dixon, but it's not happening at the half, with Alleman trailing the top-seeded Dukes 30-7. First half scoring here, Chris Dixon-Williams leads Limestone with 11 of their 19 points. Sam Keppel leads in rebounding with 5, also 4 points. Isaiah Riley and Alex Reed each have 2 for the Rockets. Devin Ross leads the streaks with 6 points. Next up, Ethan Meeker and Kevontae Shaw with 3. Eric Thompson, Joe Williams, and Cody Hawthorne all have 2. J.J. Range has not scored for the Silver Streaks, who trail by 1 here at the half. And I believe Limestone will have the ball to begin quarter number 3. Jim, as you rejoin us from coming down courtside, Dunlap still leads Metamora at the half, but just by 1. And reality sinking in for the Pioneers now as Dixon leads Alleman 30-7.
Yeah, wow. Well, and I think, I'd have to double check, I think the winner of this regional plays the Dixon winner in the sectional first round.
I believe that's right. I looked at that a while ago,
yep,
but I
here.
Believe that's right. All right, Limestone with only its third lead of the night. Their biggest lead has been won, and they turn it over on the opening possession as Eric Thompson stuffs the drive by Keppel.
Yeah, they tried to lob to Keppel, but it was just a little too hard, and Eric just stole it right away from the backside. You don't see that very often.
J.J. Range. Got a couple of three-point shots earlier. Couldn't knock down either one of them. Now Joe Williams fires a three from the wing. That one's off the back of the rim. The long rebound out to Alex Reed. So Streaks again miss an opportunity to try to get the lead.
Well, again, would Joe let that go? I thought he's had it. I don't know. I've had 3 or 4 different shots from different players that I thought were probably going to go in, but just found rim here so far.
They've also had some shots tonight that have been way off
the
mark,
yeah.
Too. It's hard to figure out exactly where the consistency is. Is the consistency in the inconsistency, or is the consistency in just being just a shade off the rim? On the right side, Isaiah Riley, guarded by Range, works underneath a Keppel screen, and the pass goes out to the left side into the hands of Bryce Meyer. Keppel up top, left side back to Riley. Alex Reed in the game, right side Dixon Williams, and a drive by Riley, stolen away by Range. Back-to-back turnovers by the Rockets to start the second half. Williams on the left side, drives into the free throw line, scoops it out, open Meeker for 3.
Yeah. Nice.
Got that one in rhythm.
Yep, good results.
21-19 streaks by 2. Second three-pointer of the game by Meeker. That brought some life to the Galesburg crowd on the far side of the gymnasium from us. Dixon Williams, a spin move underneath of Joe Williams to the basket.
He can play a little.
Wow. Tied at 21 since Limestone took its first lead at 12-11. We have pretty much alternated leads since that point in the second quarter. We had one stretch where Galesburg had a tie game and then got the basket back. No good pass down low, Ross, and then J.J. couldn't finish it off from the low blocks as Keppel came over and bothered him and got the rebound. 21-21, 5:40 to go, third quarter.
A couple of nice interior passes in this game that should have been layups that, J.J. missed that one. Cody Hawthorne missed one on an assist from Joe Williams in the first half that would have been a highlight.
Dixon Williams right in front of Coach Eddie Matthews down below us on the near sideline. Up top it goes to Keppel, looking left, looking right, looking left, still with the ball. Now passes it to Reed, who comes out near the scoring table. Now back to Keppel up top. He'll fire the three. Off the back of the rim, long rebound. Oh, J.J. got underneath of Meyer to take that rebound away. First board of the game for J.J. Meeker with a jump stop on the opposite side and a blocking foul as Ethan tried to penetrate between two defenders, and I think they're going to Meyer for that one on the opposite side. They do, his first. Sorry, his second.
He called that well, what J.J. did, though, because he just wanted the ball more. There were two limestone players there, and they were a little tentative going after the ball, and J.J. just knifed in there and grabbed it and headed the other way.
Tied at 21, 5:06 to go, third quarter. First foul of the second half on limestone. Down low, Ross drives baseline, gets it up over Keppel and in. Devin just strong to the basket, and he finished it.
Yep, long arms helped that time because the big kid Keppel comes over at 6'7 trying to block it, but Devin had just a left arch and length on that arm to get it up.
Timeout, Eddie Matthews for limestone, 4:53 to go in the third quarter. And there seems to be more energy on the Galesburg side here, Jim, and limestone with a couple of turnovers early on. Other than the move by Dixon Williams to spin down the lane, Streaks look to be coming out in the early part of the third quarter more ready to go, and I think that maybe that's part of what the timeout is here for Eddie Matthews.
Yeah. Well, and boy, I'd just love to see us break out and get a 6-8-point lead.
Yeah.
That would feel pretty big in this ball game, and we've got that in us to make that flurry because, again, limestone just gritty enough right now that you want to get them fighting uphill.
Like to see a DeKalb-type second half here.
Yeah, right. And including the made free throws we had at DeKalb.
Dixon Williams up high. Right side on the bounce over to Reed. Works his way left on the arc back to Dixon Williams in the near corner. Guarded by Joe Williams. Dixon Williams puts it up from the right side. Back and then grabbing from the backside. They're going to say out of bounds on Bryce Meyer. Both Ross and Meeker were down low in position for the rebound. And I thought Meyer grabbed Meeker. But the ball going out of bounds goes back Galesburg's way anyway. Now a little full court pressure by limestone. Cross pushing it into the front court. Stops short of the midcourt line and now walks it across. Guarded by Reed. Hesitation drive from the right side all the way to the low blocks. He's cut off this time. Gets it back out to range. Now Williams loses his man. Still with a crossover dribble all the way to the right corner. Now weaves his way back to the outside all the way near half court. Gets it to Eric Thompson. Dribbles once left. Over to Ross. Devin steps right, steps back left, fires a three off the front of the rim. Keppel flying down the lane with a rebound. He's got seven boards in the game for the Rockets. Streaks still not knocking him down from outside. Dixon Williams on the right side. I think the Streaks have done a good job moving to the basket, but limestone's defense has prevented him from getting off any decent shots. 23-21 Streaks, 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Dixon Williams out high with Meeker guarding him now. Most of the game, it's been Joe Williams. A spin in the lane again, leans in. Good job by Ethan to hang with him, and Joe Williams comes down with a rebound. Ethan was all over him. Everything Dixon Williams could do to get off a shot, and now a foul on the rebound.
And that's basically just a clear out for Williams. He stood out at half court there for a while and kind of surveyed things and then worked his way down the lane. The waters parted. And it was up to Meeker to try and stop him. And you're right, Brad. He did a really good job, and they got some help on the rebound.
23-21 Streaks. The third foul, by the way, on Bryce Meyer. Second team foul on limestone. 3:30 to go, third quarter. Still no team fouls on the Streaks. Meeker around a range screen. Hesitation drive up top. Scoops it back in to Thompson. Faking right, driving left. Williams out into the low blocks, and he gets fouled going to the basket. I think they're going to get Calvin Peacock on that, if that would be his fourth. Keppel came over late with a big block, which I think was probably also a foul, but the first one was on Peacock. So he's been in foul trouble all night long, and the 6'2 junior will have to go back to the line.
You know, I've got to think the way he plays, he's been in foul trouble plenty this season. He's a scrapper, and he just doesn't know when to pull back.
Back into the game, Jalen Romaine for limestone. And Joe Williams finally makes a free throw. He missed the first one, start off 0-for-4, now gets the second one. 24-21 Streaks, matching their biggest lead of the night. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Up top, Antoine Flowers. Now back behind him into the hands of Austin Wood, a 5'11 junior into the game. On the right side, this is Romaine with it. Trying to work in on range and does. Gets a step to the basket and with the underhanded scoop and the finger roll off the backboard. 24-23. Williams back the other way in a collision with Keppel. And they're going to call the foul on Sam Keppel as Joe took it aggressively to the basket. And that might be the streak strategy for the rest of the night. Is attack, attack, attack. Get to the free throw line if nothing else. Only the second foul of the game on Keppel. 14 fouls on the Rockets, none on the Streaks. And let's see if Joe, after making that last free throw, can finally get comfortable here at the line. First one up and in. That one looks more like the Joe Williams we saw earlier in the season.
Yep, that great backward rotation on the shot. I don't know if it's a concentration issue or what, but he seems to be focused in right now. Let's see if he can hit a second one.
He does.
Perfect.
Both of them were perfect. After missing his first four, he's now made three in a row. 26-23 Galesburg, 2:40 to go third quarter. Dixon Williams walks it across midcourt. Streaks to put Joe Williams back on him with a man defense. Dixon Williams still with the dribble, working his way to the right side of the arc, shifts back left. Now pass on to the left wing, and the three on the way rattles through for Austin Wood. And we are tied at 26. Into the lane, Shaw to the basket, and a foul on the arm as Kevonte split between two defenders going to the basket. And the Limestone coaching staff was pretty upset. They thought they had a clean steal coming out of that. And a hack on the arm instead, called on Antoine Flowers, puts Kevonte at the line.
Well, Limestone, I think, has just tried the 2-3 so far and hit them both.
Or have they had no, Keppel had the one down here.
Oh, that's
that
right,
missed.
Out high. That's
and
right.
And Kevonte misses a free throw. Streaks have the people at the line they would want. 1 for 5 in the first half. Now 3 for 5 here in the second half. Second one by Shaw, trying to put the Streaks back on top. And he does. That was much better arc and rotation. 27-26 Galesburg, 2:15 to go third quarter. Across midcourt, Austin Wood gives way to Dixon Williams. Guarded by Joe Williams. Now Joe backs off. Dixon Williams with the left hand calling out the shots. Working on the baseline is Jalen Romaine. They keep it on the perimeter into the hands of Flowers. Works his way left. Now Romaine with it. Guarded by Devin Ross. Steps inside. Now Keppel with it at the top of the arc. Guarded by Cody Hawthorne. Wood on the outside. Meeker guarding him left to right. Ethan pushing him back to the outside all the way near half court. Now Wood gets enough separation to avoid the 5-second call and a drive by Dixon Williams. And they're going to get a push foul called on the Streaks. Is that going to be on Hawthorne or Meeker? It's on Cody. No, I take it back. He stopped at 4. I thought he was going 4-0.
Well, good job out high on defense, Meeker. I thought maybe he'd get that 5 count. Yeah. It was really close.
First foul of the game on Meeker. First foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 1:42 to go third quarter. 1-point Galesburg lead. Dixon Williams on the lob out to the outside. Romaine trying to step inside the arc, guarded by Ross. Devin reaches in, pokes it away twice, and now gets called for the second time, reaching for the backside. Second foul of the game on Ross. And two quick fouls on the Streaks. With 5 on Limestone, I'm sure Eddie Matthews has been working on the officials down there to even things out a little bit.
I wondered about that, too.
On the inbounds, Romaine driving, pump fake, missed it, rebound off the backboard, won't go, deflected out to Antoine Flowers, and they'll get a third crack at it. Now backing up is Dixon Williams. 1-point Galesburg lead, Limestone with the ball, 1:20 to go here in the third quarter. Streaks have tried to get some separation. Limestone has gotten enough baskets to stay with him, tie the game. They could take the lead here with a basket. Driving, now kicking it back out to Dixon Williams right in front of Coach Eddie Matthews down below us. Keppel swings it left side over to Wood. Now back to Flowers, working his way left inside of the free throw line. Romaine cut off there. Back out to Flowers, driving past Shaw, pulls up baseline, in and out with a shot. High rebound by Cody Hawthorne. Outlet to Ethan Meeker. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Ethan drives with the right hand of the bank shot.
For as long as Limestone had the ball the last time, they didn't get a very good shot off. Good Silver Streaks defense and very patient defense. And then a quick transition basket by Meeker.
Started by Dakota Hawthorne. Rebound. 3-point Galesburg lead. That's the biggest it's been all night for the Streaks. They've been there several times. Limestone's Keppel, right side, trying to back his way in on Cody Hawthorne, and Cody gets called for the hip down low. And he's trying to tell the official, I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. But Keppel, moving to the basket, generates the third foul on Cody Hawthorne and the third Galesburg team foul. Not in the act of shooting, though. 24 seconds to go, third quarter. Limestone inbounds to Keppel on the right side. They're going to take it right back to him. Nope, Keppel dribbles to the outside instead. Wood between the circles. Meeker trying to reach in and poke it away. Passes it away left side over to Flowers. Now Flower back up top. To Dixon Williams with 10 seconds to go. trying to work around the screen. Dixon Williams. Joe fights through it and cuts him off. Down to 5 seconds to go. Dixon Williams, still guarded by Joe. Now steps inside, fires the 18-footer. It's an air ball. End of the third quarter. Great defense by Joe on Dixon Williams. After three, 29-26 streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I taught school in Knox County for over 66 years. I was the first principal of Heading School in Abingdon, and I started in a country school east of London Mills called Slough Island.
After a lifetime of communicating, Stanford Shover had enough personal insight to know he needed companionship, so he decided to give Gordon Barron's Senior Center a try.
I've been going Monday and Friday. I believe it's been almost a year now. The interaction with people is the main thing. It will fit into anyone's schedule if they only want to go one day, or maybe they really need more activity. When you get my age, some mornings you get up, you just want to sit and not do anything. But this, I know when Mondays and Fridays come, someone's going to be at that door at 9 o'clock. And when, no matter how I feel, I get in the van, and before I know it, I'm back to myself again.
Even if you live out of town, they may be able to provide transportation.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Barron Senior Center. Call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to galesburg.info, keyword seniors.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
All right, down to the fourth quarter. Now or never for both teams. Limestone 8-20. Galesburg 24-7. Had the Streaks without a turnover in that third quarter. They have a three-point lead heading into quarter number four. It's their biggest lead of the night. Ethan Meeker on the left side. Drives baseline. Found an opening. A block by Keppel. Rebound put back Thompson. Eric was in the right place at the right time for the offensive rebound. Biggest lead of the night now for Galesburg at 31-26. Good start to the fourth quarter. Shooting didn't pick up a whole lot there in the third quarter, Jim, but Streaks didn't get off a whole lot of shots either, despite how much they attacked the basket. A lob down low to Keppel, poked away by Thompson out of bounds.
Yeah, Eric just punched it out of bounds. Yeah, really, it was kind of a low-stat quarter. 3 of 6, Galesburg, 3 of 8, Limestone. There really weren't too many rebounds. Galesburg had no turnovers, a couple for Limestone. Teams were just kind of sparring again there in that third quarter.
We got a hold on the inbound. They're going to call that one on Eric as Keppel from the outside was driving to the basket. Apparently, Eric just reached out and grabbed him. Had both teams with 5 rebounds in that quarter, too. So that stays pretty even throughout the night.
Yeah, I'd like to see us stay out of, don't put them in the bonus until you have to. The way they shot free throws in that first half, that's what got them the lead, 6 out of 6. Just do not put these guys at the line. Make them earn field goals.
5-point lead, Galesburg. We played 1 minute of the fourth quarter. Keppel backing his way in on Thompson. Now goes right as Thompson tried to cut him off left. Pretty good, strong move by Keppel to the basket. His first point since the first quarter. 31-28. Back comes Galesburg with a basket at the other end and a foul. And J.J. was aggressive moving to the low blocks.
3-on-2, and J.J. saw the opportunity. He took the ball right to the middle, forced Keppel to come over on him. I think J.J.'s initial thought was drop it off, but Keppel was late in getting there. And then Riley ends up picking up the foul, and J.J. with a chance for a traditional three-point play.
Back to a 5-point game for Galesburg at 33-28. Let's see if J.J. can knock down some free throws. He's at 50% for the season. The three-point play. Oh, he missed it way to the right.
They had to blow the whistle because it didn't catch the rim. It just hit the backboard on the right side.
What is going on with this team from the free throw line? They were 4 of 6 in that third quarter, but they're 5 of 12 for the game. 5-point lead, 6:40 to play. Here in the 3A regional at Canton, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you, Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer, Peoria Manuel and Peoria High to follow in that great longtime rivalry. Dixon Williams has it on the left side, guarded by J.J. J.J. with a waist leaning into him. Dixon Williams dribbles right, now left, found an opening to the low blocks, passes it back to the outside to Riley down the lane with a left hand up and in, and Limestone back within 3 now at 33-30. Quickly to the other end. Streaks have it stolen away. They had Thompson in range down low, and now Joe Williams gets called for the foul, going for the steal.
Yeah, J.J. with a bad pass that time as the Streaks tried to answer quickly off the basket by Riley. You know, both Riley and Romaine, those guys are kind of scary. They're the ones that just, they'll fly into the lane and find ways to get a short shot up, and they're along with Dixon Williams. They're not big guards, but they can do a lot with the ball.
Under 6 minutes to go in the game. 3-point Galesburg lead. Limestone with the ball. That was Galesburg's first turnover of the second half. Came at a bad time. On the left side, Calvin Peacock driving in. Cut off by Meeker. Thought about the shot. Kicks it back out. Now Dixon Williams just to the right side of the arc around a Kepel screen. Williams fights through it. And Chris Dixon Williams has to back up. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Another Kepel screen. Dixon Williams inside the arc. He had a chance at a shot, but he passed it up.
Twice.
Out of the outside it goes to Riley, driving in with a left hand off balance and a hack on the arm by JJ. And they are taking the Galesburg strategy from the third quarter and attacking the basket here against the Streaks in the fourth.
Yeah, when we got up five, I was pretty encouraged after the range basket. It seemed like things were starting to go our way, but quickly Limestone comes back down and can cut it down to one here with a couple of free throws.
Isaiah Riley to the free throw line. First opportunity tonight is good. They were 6 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. Did not shoot a free throw in the third quarter. So 7 of 7 for the game now. And they're back within 2. Peacock sits down with 4 fouls for Limestone. Austin Alex Reed back in. Austin Woods checked in for the Rockets as well. Range sits down as Riley makes both free throws. Streak's lead is down to 1 again, 33-32. Williams in the backcourt. Guarded by Dixon Williams, gets it into the front court and gives way to Devin Ross with 5:10 to go in the game. 1-point Galesburg lead. Ross in the midcourt circle. Around an Eric Thompson screen. Left side, low blocks to the baseline. Then kicks it back out to Williams. 15-footer, short. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Saved by Williams to Ethan Meeker. Drives, has the ball knocked loose, kicks it out to Ross. Devin to the free throw line. Out to Meeker, open three. Off the mark. Rebound. Ross chases it down in the corner and saves it to Meeker. And now a whistle and a timeout by Galesburg. A full timeout for the Streaks, leading by 1. 4:48 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Get the day's local news headlines and more in your email with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free and you can subscribe now at WGIL.com.
4:48 to go, fourth quarter. Galesburg leading Limestone 33-32. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation once again here tonight, Jim Lee.
In a 2015 Nissan Altima, one of their certified pre-owned great fleet of vehicles. The motto is buy smart and own confidence, and you can do that. These things get a 167-point inspection. I'm not sure what you'd miss with that. 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And stop by. Great, just a great lineup of new and certified pre-owned vehicles at Galesburg Nissan.
Ethan Meeker with a drive and a basket and a foul as Ethan went around his man on the right side of the lane, scooped it up, held on to the ball, scooped it up and in, and the foul called on the reach on Austin Wood, his first, and Ethan with a chance at a 3-point play as the Streaks go back up by 3. Ethan with 7.5, 10 for the game.
Well, in that timeout, I'll tell you one thing Mike Reynolds couldn't fault was the effort. I mean, my gosh, they just stuck after it and after it on those missed shots and keeping the ball alive and getting another opportunity. I think it was more of a structural timeout to find out ways to maybe free him up and get find an easy basket or two here in this fourth quarter.
17 fouls on Limestone as Meeker misses the free throw. Sam Kepel with his 8th rebound.
I feel like we're playing Abbott and Avon out here. You talk about playing some defense, man. These guys haven't allowed over 26 points, 3 games running in postseason play, but Brimfield may change that tonight.
4:20 to go in the fourth quarter here at Canton, 35-32, Galesburg by 3, Rockets with the ball. Dixon Williams with the dribble out, far on the left sideline, guarded by Range. Dixon Williams to the free throw line, JJ reaching in, trying to poke it loose. Williams hangs onto the ball, just forces his way in on Range, he gets a shot up and in. With a left hand.
Limestone making the most of their opportunities, 3 of 3 here in the fourth quarter. to stay within a point.
Along with a couple of free throws to boot. Joe Williams out high. Warns into a double team. Backs out. Now Thompson gives way to Devin Ross on the left side in front of the scoring table. 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Galesburg by one. Ross all the way around to the right side of the baseline. Skips it out. JJ for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Fought for. Out of bounds. Last touch by Thompson.
Oh, boy,
and Limestone gets it back.
That's a tough one. That could have gone either way. Both Thompson and Keppel over there with a hand on the ball. And Limestone with a chance to take the lead with just over 3.5 to play.
Yeah, I like Ross shooting it from the baseline rather than kicking out the range from three-point range. Not that JJ can't knock it down from the outside, but the Streaks have not been hitting three-pointers all night. Devin's had a pretty good success rate inside the arc. He's got 8 points. He's only taken six shots. Dixon Williams out high, guarded by Thompson. Or rather, Williams. Williams came out, gave Dixon Williams a little bump. Now trying to lose him. Boy, Dixon Williams sure gets away with a high dribble, doesn't he? He gets down way low. And the ball comes up high on the hard dribble off the floor. Now Eddie Matthews calls timeout. 3:08 to go in the game. A one-point Galesburg lead. Eddie's thinking a long time about what he wants here. Going to take a full timeout.
Yeah, it seems like Limestone is, and that doesn't surprise me because it worked for him some in the first half, is there really isn't a whole lot of ball movement with this team. And actually, the more times they put the ball in the air, probably their better chance for a turnover. If they can keep it in the hands of a couple of these kids, certainly Dixon Williams, number one, but again, Riley or Romaine, when they're in there, they're always a threat to just take it to the basket. And so they'll work a little time, they'll weave in, come out, and I'm not sure whether they have a master plan or whether they're just trying to feel out the defense and think, well, I'm just going to try and make something happen when the opportunity presents itself.
Or let Dixon Williams make something happen.
Sure. I mean, there's so much confidence in Coach Matthews and his senior point guard. This is not where we wanted to be. We're up a point, which is fine, but you didn't want to let Limestone hang around this deep into the ballgame.
End of third quarter. Dunlap and Metamora tied at 32. That game has been tight all night long. And Dixon leads Alleman 46-17 at the end of the third quarter there. Not a whole lot of games to report because we are the early game and everything else. Well, in 1A and 2A sectional play, that'll be getting underway right about now. So we might start to see some of those scores roll in. But this is one we're concerned about here with under 3 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg with a one-point lead. Limestone with the ball. In traffic. Keppel lost it. Williams reached in, poked it away. Streaks with a turnover. Meeker spins. In traffic. He gets fouled going to the basket. And Ethan will shoot two free throws, and that might not be a bad strategy by Limestone.
Well, there's not much flow to this game. This is just two teams that are giving it everything they've got, going after every loose ball, contesting every pass. And it's making it really difficult to even get off a clean shot on either end of the floor.
Ethan short on the first one. I mean, that thing barely drew the front of the iron. Streaks 0 for 3 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 5 for 14 for the game. And a one-point lead. How crucial are these missed free throws? And he's too strong on the second one. The lead holds at 1. Reed with the rebound for Limestone. Yeah, 35-34 Galesburg.
If we don't win it at this point, it looks like it's going to be because of our woes at the free throw line.
5 for 15 as a team. Dixon Williams, guarded by Joe, kicks it out. And spinning and traveling, but no call, and he threw it away anyway. Threw it right to Devin Ross, who leads a break to the other end. He can't get the shot down, and a blocking foul called as Alex Reed was backpedaling.
How does that ball not fall in the basket? Devin set that thing up there really soft. It tickled the front of the rim, back of the rim, and somehow fell off.
Third foul of the game on Alex Reed. Ross makes the first free throw. Thank you, Devin. Still only a two-point game with 2:25 to go. Devin Ross, 63% on the season. Second one, in and out. 6 of 17 from the free throw line. Two-point Galesburg lead, 2:20 to go. Limestone with the ball, down 36-34. On the left side, Reed with it, who just picked up his third foul. Now into the hands of Dixon Williams. Dixon Williams works his way right. Now left at the top of the arc, trying to work around a Keppel screen. Found an opening down the right side. Missed it, but Keppel with a rebound putback. And Limestone has tied it up. Keppel with 9 rebounds in the game.
And Thompson came over to help out on Dixon Williams, and then that left Keppel free on the rebound.
Joe gives it off to Thompson, driving in from the left side as it knocked away. Limestone with a steal. Dixon Williams opposite end, a block and a foul. 1:44 to go in the game. Limestone can take the lead here at the free throw line on a reach by Joe Williams, his third.
We can just see the energy. Limestone starting to feel more and more like they can win this game. And they are attacking, especially Dixon Williams,
who has not missed from the free throw line tonight. And he's now 5 for 5. 5 points in the half, 16 for the game. Limestone with its first lead since they led at halftime 19-18. Galesburg came out, got the first basket of the second half. We were tied a couple of times in the third quarter, but this is Limestone's first lead since Dixon Williams hit the three going to the locker room, and he makes them both.
Boy, he sure makes it look easy.
38-36, Galesburg with the ball, down two. Full court press by the Rockets, a minute 40 to go in the game. Williams will walk it across midcourt for the Streaks. Left side pass over to Eric Thompson. Open down low. Streaks keep it on the perimeter with Ross between the circles.
One of the biggest possessions of the season for the Silver Streaks right here.
Devin has it poked away briefly, hangs on to it. Meeker with the ball now. Ethan backs up between the circles. Goes left, kicks the ball over, but right to Eric Thompson, and a timeout called by Coach Mike Reynolds.
Well, nearly a turnover there, and Coach Reynolds going to find the best opportunity to drop something to get a hoop here with 1:20 to go. If you don't score, I don't know, you see Limestone take a shot. They're going to put that ball in the hand of Dixon Williams and try and get him to the free throw line on a foul.
Looking at the numbers here, Dixon Williams against 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Limestone as a team is 10 of 10 from the line, much like what United Township was doing to the Streaks on Friday night before they missed some key free throws down the stretch. Galesburg can't count for that here tonight. 9 team fouls on Limestone, 7 on the Streaks. Minute 20 to go, and Galesburg down 2 coming out of a full timeout with Williams, Ross, Shaw, Thompson, and Meeker. I'm not so sure, Jim, that if the Streaks do survive this game, that they're not better suited to play Emmanuel or a Peoria High School on Friday night. This style of game is just a killer to this team.
They may feel like they're on house money if they win this game tonight. Man, this is a grind. And again, here we go. A big, big possession coming out of the timeout here to get some points.
Abbott and Avon has opened up a four-point lead over Brimfield halfway through the first quarter. It's 8-4. Coming out of the Streaks timeout, Ross works his way to the right side, down to the low blocks, baseline, reverse layup, off the mark, rebound, tipped up and in by Eric Thompson. We're tied. And Galesburg calls a quick timeout. Huge offensive putback for Eric Thompson, maybe the Dave's Autobody crunch time player of the game.
Yeah.
At least that's a leading candidate. Let's hope we got a crunch time winner.
That would be great. Yeah, Ross, a nice curl all the way down the baseline, up and under the basket. Was not contested, but just couldn't get it to fall in for the second time in two trips. But Thompson was there, very active, and popping that thing back up in the air and in.
Minute 6 to go in the game, tied at 38. Galesburg with one timeout remaining. Limestone with two fulls and a 30-second timeout remaining. Again, 17 fouls on the Streaks, 9 on Limestone.
If you're Limestone, 106, is that too much time to be thinking last shot or forced a foul in a tie game?
They've turned it over 15 times in the game. They've had issues at times, but they've also shown a lot of patience on offense. Streaks are going to wait at midcourt to pick up the defense as Dixon Williams walks it into the front court. Joe Williams backing up to the top of the arc as Williams brings it across midcourt for Limestone. On the right side, Peacock playing with four fouls. Ethan tries to poke at it from underneath. Kepler gets it out to Dixon Williams on the outside. 48 seconds to go. He backs up toward half court on the far side. As we approach the 40-second mark of a 38-38 tie here in the 3A regional. Dixon Williams passes it right side over to Isaiah Riley. They're going four corners here. Riley to the top of the arc, and a timeout called by Eddie Matthews with 33 seconds to go. And it looks like he's going to use a 30 here.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think they're obviously going to want to get down to try and get one of the final shots of this game.
Well, use your timeouts, right? Take 15, 20 seconds off the clock, call timeout, get your team recomposed.
Yep. And, you know, I'm sure Dixon Williams option number one, but as we said, they got some other guys that can, especially Riley, that can do some things. But I think ideally they want that ball in the hands of the senior on what might be his last game here to give them a shot to win. So a lot of pressure on the Silver Streaks defense. You don't want to foul. You sure don't want to foul him the way he shoots free throws.
we have had. Eight lead changes in this game and five ties. The fifth tie is right now at 38 with 30 seconds to go in the game. Dixon Williams with it on the left side, guarded by Joe Williams. Backs his way up near half court, still with the dribble. Joe backs off with 23 seconds to go. Now backs it all the way up into the far corner of the half. Works his way to the left wing, backs up again with 17 seconds to go. Still Dixon Williams. Everybody else standing around waiting to see what he does with 10 seconds to go. And Limestone calls a full timeout. And this is where the play will be set up with 10.7 remaining in the fourth quarter, tied at 38.
I'm a little surprised. I thought they were going to go ahead and play the thing out. We got it down to 10. But they'll draw it up. And again, I don't want to lose this game at the free throw line. Make them make a shot.
Right.
Do not foul, especially Dixon Williams or Riley, who's looked pretty sharp at the line as well.
Tied at 38, just over 10 seconds to play. Williams Field and Freeport Aquin tied at 12 at the end of the first quarter, and that won a sectional semifinal. Dixon defeated Alleman 51-23. The Pioneer season is over.
Well, we won a game Friday night that didn't look very likely in the closing seconds. Got it done.
Let's see if defense has to make it happen here.
Yep, Thompson, Meeker, Ross, Williams in range.
It'll be Riley, Keppel, Dixon Williams, obviously, along with Reed and Peacock on the floor for Limestone. Peacock is down low, guarded by Meeker. Inbounding, Riley to Keppel on the left side. Dribbles it back out to Dixon Williams with 7 seconds to go. It's one-on-one. Williams and Williams. Dixon Williams to the free throw line. Leans in underneath. Shot rolls off. Keppel can't get off the putback. What a break for the Silver Streaks. That ball was everything but down, and it didn't go. We're going to overtime.
Oh, my goodness. It hung on the front lip, and you're just waiting for that ball to make up its mind, and it fell off the front. And it hung up there long enough that Limestone did not get a chance at a putback. And so we put 4 minutes on the clock. And for the second straight time, we're going overtime.
Catch your breath, folks. For the second consecutive game, the Silver Streaks fortunate to go to overtime.
Well, I guess.
On Friday night, it was because they generated an offensive rebound off a missed free throw and hit a miracle three to send it to overtime. Tonight, somehow, the ball for Limestone on the final shot does not go down, and the Streaks breathe new life for another 4 minutes. Can they take advantage of it now? Their biggest lead tonight has been five. Limestone's biggest lead has been one.
Yeah, let's hope Limestone looks back at that and thinks, well, that was our chance. Silver Streaks, let's see us make some shots here, loosen this thing up, and get to Friday night.
Keppel and Thompson in the midcourt circle. To jump the overtime, and the official threw it right over the head of Keppel. That was an easy one for Limestone to win the tip.
You know,
that
officials,
was a terrible toss.
You know, since there's only one jump ball, really, well, two here in most games, I don't think officials know how to throw it up in the air anymore.
No, they get no practice at
it. Nope.
All right, Limestone with the ball, first possession of the overtime. Silver Streaks 2-0 in overtimes this year. This is the biggest one, obviously, in the postseason now. Keppel on the outside to Peacock, who's still in there with four fouls for the Rockets. Riley to Keppel. Nobody within 20 feet of the basket right now for the Rockets. They're really trying to spread this one out. We played 30 seconds of the extra session. Really, Jim, no surprise. Even at 8-20, we thought this might be a really tight game here tonight. We were hoping not. But unfortunately, this has turned out certainly our greatest fears. But not our greatest fear realized, as the Streaks are not out yet. Dixon Williams with the drive inside the free throw line. Skips it back to Riley. Drives with a left-hand shot. Banks it in.
Yeah, see, that's the guy. You know, Dixon Williams is great, but I think, what he does is create opportunities for Riley to do his thing. He's got longer arms. He can create some shots in the lane.
Riley with eight on the night. Ross, left side pass over to Joe Williams. The three shot has not been there for tonight for the Silver Streaks. Joe fakes right, drives left, cut off there, brings it all the way back on the outside. 2:40 to go in the overtime. Boy, Keppel came out. He was all over Eric Thompson. Was that a strategy? You think they're going to put Eric at the line, the worst free throw shooter on the floor for the Streaks? I don't know why you don't go up and play longer defense and burn your third foul on that one. But Yeah, well, that may be part of the strategy. I don't know.
Yeah, well, normally we don't have Eric that far out away from the basket.
Thompson and only less than 39% in the season. How about that? Makes the first one. There you go, Eric. 5 points in the fourth quarter in the overtime, seven on the night.
Show those guards how to do it, Eric.
40-39. Streaks down one, and we're tied.
Wow.
Thompson makes them both.
Well,
I'm telling you, Eric's a candidate for crunch time
twice.
Player of the game.
Twice now, yeah.
Offensive rebound on the tip end to tie it up at 38. And the first 2 points of the overtime at the free throw line, which the streaks have been terrible from the line tonight. Limestone spreads it out again, under 2.5 minutes to go in the overtime. I don't think Manuel or Peoria are worried about either one of these based on the way this one's gone tonight. Terrible shot by Peacock as he drives to the right side of the basket. With his back to the basket, he tosses it with two hands back up over his head, and he draws a push foul called against Ethan Meeker, who's in disbelief. And Peacock's going to shoot two free throws out of that mess. Second of the game on Ethan, 18 fouls on the streaks, 2:17 to go in the overtime, tied at 40.
Yeah, that was not a high percentage shot when you turn your back to the basket and throw it up in the air. The officials really usually won't give you a break and call a foul on that either.
And the first one is up, and finally Limestone misses one for the first time tonight. They were 10 of 10 as a team prior to that miss. Second one up and in, and Limestone regains the lead at 41-40. Their biggest lead tonight has been two on Riley's first basket to start the overtime, and we got a tie-up on the opposite side and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. J.J. Range was in a world of trouble on the far sideline with a trap, and Gelsberg has to use one of its two remaining timeouts.
Yeah, I thought when the whistle came they called it a tie-up, but Streaks got the timeout just in the nick of time, and it wasn't one that J.J. was clear over on the other side of the court on the far end away from the Silver Streaks bench, so I don't know that Mike Reynolds could hardly yell loud enough for timeout on that. But they got it done one way or the other.
41-40 is the Limestone lead here in overtime. They have a basket and a free throw. Silver Streaks have two Eric Thompson free throws, which has been a rare occurrence tonight for the Silver Streaks. Turnovers, eight in the game for Galesburg. I have only two for the entire second half, Jim. Limestone with 15 for the game, and that's something we've talked about with the Silver Streaks. Just have not been able to take advantage of the turnovers that they've created on the Limestone end.
No, they really haven't, especially in that first half. Let a lot of opportunities get away.
And now Limestone taking much better care of the ball late in the fourth quarter and into the overtime. 2:13 to go, 41-40 Galesburg. Shaw into the game now for the Silver Streaks with Range out. Williams, Ross, Thompson, and Meeker. Devin in the backcourt. Across midcourt, around a Thompson screen, all the way to the left side of the baseline. Hesitation, tries to reverse up and in with the right hand, and there's a whistle. Did he get fouled? I think he did. We got a chance at a three-point play. The officials are talking it over. They count the basket. Streaks are back on top, and then one more for Devin Ross. Fourth foul of the game on Sam Keppel.
Yeah, great job by Ross to curl around. I don't think he expected to be that open. He was thinking kick it out, and all of a sudden there was that opportunity. Just turned right around and dropped the basket.
Free throw good. Streaks by two now. 43-41, under 2 minutes to go in the overtime. Devin Ross with 12 in the game to lead the Silver Streaks offensively. Chris Dixon-Williams down the left side. Penetration and a basket. Streaks collapsed on all sides, but they couldn't get there in time. Dixon-Williams ties the game at 43. Down to a minute 35 to go in the overtime. Ross in the midcourt circle works his way across to the right side. Thought about the hesitation drive to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Joe Williams with 85 seconds to play in the extra session. Now Devin to the baseline. Takes it all the way. Floater is too strong. Rebound Eric Thompson. Hits to the basket and gets fouled. Eric again keeping it alive for the Silver Streaks. And he'll go to the line shooting two. The foul on Alex Reed is his fourth. Two free throws coming for Eric Thompson with the game tied. A minute 18 to go in the overtime. Can Eric do it again? First one up and in.
Well, you never know till you play him. And who would have thought that our best free throw shooter for the night would be Eric Thompson, who's 3 of 3 Here comes another one.
Good.
4-4.
He's in double figures with 10. If the Silver Streaks hang on, hello, Dave's Auto Body for the crunch time player of the game for Eric. Galesburg by 2, 70 seconds to go in the overtime. Dixon Williams trying to shake Joe Williams on the outside around screens from Sam Keppel. And now he backs it all the way up near midcourt. Everybody's standing around watching Dixon Williams with under a minute to play. Streaks by 2, Limestone with the ball. Dixon Williams works his way to the right sideline in front of the Limestone bench. Now left. Joe trying to fight through a Keppel screen. Hesitation drive by Dixon Williams, and he gets fouled on the way to the basket. And that was Joe just getting there too late, trying to fight through the screen from Keppel. And for Joe, that's his fourth now. 19 fouls on the Streaks. It's a 1-1 with Dixon Williams at the line, who has not missed yet tonight.
So a couple of key players with 4 fouls. Sam Keppel, the center for Limestone, has 4.
And a miss by Dixon Williams.
And Joe Williams with 4. And Kevonte Shaw will replace J.J. Range now.
Dixon Williams with 17 points tonight to lead Limestone. Sorry, he's got 19 points, and he missed them both. Got a hand on the rebound, keeps it alive to Riley, who shoots. That won't go. Keppel with the putback. No! A fourth shot, a block. Devin Ross with the block. Limestone still with the ball. Dixon Williams driving with the basket. And a timeout called by Limestone. Tied at 45. They got 5 shots at the basket after 2 missed free throws by Dixon Williams.
Well, Dixon Williams, oddly enough, missed the second one on purpose. He shot it off the back iron very hard, went running down the lane, kept the thing alive, and gathered it over in the corner. You don't usually think of a guy doing that with that much time on the clock. You think, go ahead, take the point. But it worked out for them after all those rebounds. And then he ends up with the ball again and ties the game up.
Well, the good news is the Streaks have the ball. Just under 33 seconds to go. Both teams with 1 timeout remaining. Limestone 10 team fouls. Galesburg with 9. So both teams in the double bonus. Tied at 45. And the Streaks will parade out Thompson, Meeker, and Williams. Ross, and based on the positioning on the bench, Kevonte Shaw will stay into the game for the Streaks. For Limestone, it'll be Reed, the senior, along with Dixon Williams. Keppel, a junior. Looks like they're going to send out Antoine Flowers back into the game. And Isaiah Riley. So 3 juniors and 2 seniors on the floor for Limestone. For the Silver Streaks, no seniors on the floor, except for Joe Williams. On the inbound, Shaw to Devin Ross with 30 seconds to go. Shaw sends everybody into the front court, guarded by Reed in the backcourt. Devin across midcourt with 25 in a tie game. In the overtime here at Canton of the 3A Regional. Limestone with a win over Canton to get to this point tonight. Williams out high with 14 seconds to go. Joe back behind him to Ross. Devin in the midcourt circle. Now Galesburg calls its final timeout with just a shade under 10 seconds to play.
So many times you see this in overtime games where one team will have the opportunity and then the next period the other team will have the same opportunity, and this couldn't be any more similar to what Limestone had it with, what, 10 seconds left when they called their timeout?
Yep.
To win.
Actually,
the game,
they had it for, what, a minute 10?
Well, yeah.
And along the way they called 2 timeouts to get it down to 10 seconds. Right.
Right. And here we are at 9.7 with the ball and a chance to win the game ourselves.
Now, this is similar to what happened up at the UT game on Friday night. Galesburg has no timeouts and calling a timeout to try to set things up. So business, the first order of business here is to get the ball inbound because you don't have a timeout left to avoid the turnover. So the first order of business is get it in. It'll be Thompson, Meeker, Ross, Shaw, and Williams. So the same 5 on the floor. And this is something Galesburg has done very well all season long, setting up plays coming out of a timeout and managing the end of a quarter, or in this case, the overtime, and getting off a shot, usually successfully. They got to do it here again to keep the season going. Tied at 45, 9.7 seconds on the clock. Shaw will inbound from the far sideline at half court. Galesburg crowd to its feet. Shaw into the backcourt to Devin Ross. Under 9 to play. Devin across midcourt now with 6 to go. Works his way left, trying to find it back behind him to Meeker. With 2 seconds for 3, off the back of the rim, and we're going to a second overtime. Tied at 45. overtime number two.
I don't think my scorebook has spot for second overtime. Oh, yes, it does. We can't go three, though. So let's win it this time. Yeah, we got good luck from Meeker, three-point range. Nobody really in his face, but just let it go a little too strong off the backboard. Again, much like the limestone shot, I'm thinking maybe there's a chance for a putback, but as soon as that ball caromed off the rim, the buzzer sounded, and we knew we were headed to another frame. So
yeah, Cavante got a hand on it in an effort to try to bat it back up, but he never really had strong enough control of it to be able to do that.
So Manuel and Central fans will have to wait a little longer to see their teams who are playing the second game. In fact, a lot of them are still filing in right now with their nachos and everything, so they're probably just as well off to get to watch the finish of this game.
Well, Jim, you got to get up early in the morning, earlier than I do. We had entertained thoughts of sticking around and watching that game. It's looking like it might be pretty darn late if we want to do that.
Well, we got to see a little bit of it.
All right, I mean, second overtime.
If we don't win this one, I guess the bloom's kind of off the rose. But if we win this one, it'd be nice to get a little scouting report on who we'll see Friday night.
Tied at 45 in overtime number two, Silver Shrieks. Ball batted around and win the tip. Thompson, Williams, Ross, Meeker, Shaw. Same five on the floor to start overtime number two. Ross slips on the left wing. He'll pull it back out into the hands of Ethan Meeker. Ethan works his way right. Now driving into the lane. Found an opening all the way to the right hand up and in. Nobody came over to guard him, and yeah, he took it all the way.
I was hoping he would do that because the guy that was guarding him that time, I just had a feeling wasn't going to be able to handle him.
It was Austin Wood. Now on the outside, Riley. Kippel coming out for the pass. Remember, Kippel and Joe Williams for the Streaks, both playing with four fouls. So Devin Ross is guarding Chris Dixon Williams now. And Dixon Williams has it in the midcourt circle. Calling out the shots, we played 45 seconds of the second overtime. Dixon Williams looked like he stumbled on his way to the basket, throws up a really off-balance shot. Under the basket, comes out with it. He is surrounded, needing help, and now a three-second lane violation, as I think Eddie Matthews didn't want to burn his final timeout trying to rescue his star player under the basket. That's Limestone's first turnover of either overtime. And the Streaks with a two-point lead and the ball back now. We played 1 minute here in overtime number two. Joe Williams across midcourt for the Streaks. Guarded there by Dixon Williams. Joe to the right side, tries a hesitation. Now cut off, skips it back out to Meeker. Ethan works his way to the left side. He'll dribble it back out. Right in front of the scoring table, now below us on the near sideline. 2:45 to go. Overtime number two. Shaw fakes, down the lane, drives, up and in.
All right, Cavante.
4-point lead for the Streaks. 49-45. Streaks looking for a big defensive stop. Dixon Williams down the lane, dishes it out to Riley on the left wing. Steps inside, free throw line extended, well off the mark. Joe Williams with a rebound. Streaks trying to take control of this one with 2:20 to go in the overtime. Ross at the top of the arc, backs off. Now down the lane, jump stop in the lane, lost the handle on the ball, out of bounds. Streaks turn, no, they're going to get a hack on the arm. I thought he was whistling the ball was out of bounds on the Streaks, but a foul on Limestone will be number three on Antoine Flowers, and Devin will go to the line shooting free throws. Devin 2 for 3 from the line tonight. First one up and in, it's 50-45. Galesburg with the first five of the second overtime.
Yeah, a couple of times in this game we've got up by five, and I started to breathe a little easier, and it wasn't too long before Limestone was right back knocking at the door again. Let's hope that's not the case here, and the Streaks can go ahead and drive it home.
Devin gets the free throw off the back of the iron to drop through. He's got 14 in the game. Streaks lead by 6. Isaiah Riley at the free throw line, driving on Joe Williams. Missed it. Eric Thompson with a rebound and gets it out to Ross. 2 minutes to go in the game. 8 rebounds in the game for Eric Thompson. Ross into the front court. Williams into Thompson to the basket, and he gets fouled hard going to the basket. That'll be number two on Austin Wood. And just glad to see everybody get up and be all right after that collision.
Yeah, that was an intentional foul if ever there was one. It's not going to get called that way. But, you know, Limestone was so disciplined through this whole second half and first overtime, but the shots have been a little wild here in the second overtime. The Silver Streaks taking advantage of that. Thompson misses free throw number one, his first miss from the line after four straight makes.
Got 10 points tonight, 8 rebounds, a minute 51 to go in overtime number 2. Silver Streaks lead by 6. Their biggest lead of the night. Second win, good. 52-45, Gillsburg by 7. Down to a minute 45 to play. Dixon Williams across midcourt. Working his way in from the right side, cut off in the low blocks. Good defense by the Streaks. Dixon Williams back inside, cut off in the lane. They swing it left side over. Driving in, Flowers cut off, out to Dixon Williams on the far sideline. Minute 30 to go. Trying to find room in the lane, dishes it off to Keppel. 17-footer short. Reaching out for the rebound is Joe Williams.
Well, we have got the hammer in our hands now. 7-point lead and the ball. 1:22 to go and a foul on Limestone.
They foul Devin Ross in the backcourt. And that's the Galesburg crowd you hear on the far side of the Ingersoll Gymnasium from us. Really getting into this game now that the Streaks have opened up their biggest lead of the night with a minute 22 to go in the second overtime. Ross, 4-4-5 from the free throw line in this game. Misses the first one. 52-45, Streaks by 7. Foul, by the way, on Isaiah Riley was his second. Second one by Devin is good. Streaks by 8. 53-45. Limestone yet to score in the second overtime with a minute 15 to go. Dixon Williams finds an opening in the lane. Poked out of bounds by Meeker as Dixon Williams is driving past him, and Ethan saved a basket there because there was nobody there to stop Dixon Williams once he got past Meeker. The lob on the inbound out to Keppel inside the top of the arc. Back to Dixon Williams. Tries to shake around to 3. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Eric Thompson. Gives to range. Now Ross. Devin into the front court, but fouled before he can get there. A reach by Chris Dixon Williams. It's just his first foul of the night with a minute 4 to go in the game.
You know, really, Limestone, the last 3 times down, just shooting in desperation. Yeah, that one by Dixon Williams, a bad launch of a 3 that slammed off the backboard. The Streaks a chance to secure this one at the free throw line, but we're only going to get one, if that, as Devin Ross misses the first one.
53-45, Gillsburg still leads by 8 with 64 seconds to go in the game. Ross, a second one, rims in and out. Keppel with the rebound, and he's in double figures with 10 boards now. Quickly the other direction with a scoop shot by Dixon Williams. Got down to the low blocks, went up with the head and shoulder fake, got the Streaks to bite on it, and now a foul on the inbounds as we're going to walk J.J. Range to the other end. The Streaks leading by 6, 53-47.
Well, that's a big 4-point swing right there. We could have gone up 10, missed 2 free throws. They come back quickly, get a bucket. It's a 6-point game. They put Range at the line. Not his best place to be on the court, but maybe he'll have it in him this time.
Calvin Peacock fouls out of the game with 1 point. He picked up his 4th foul early in the 3rd quarter, and he plays the rest of the game. Once Eddie Matthews put him back in on the floor, he plays the rest of the game to this 55-second mark of the second overtime before finally fouling out. And J.J. misses the first free throw. I think it's almost a mental thing. Now, Steve Cheesman was telling you at halftime, Jim, they've talked about it, they haven't talked about it, they preached about it, they haven't preached about it. And now at this point, you can't help but just think the kids are thinking about it way too much. J.J. does make the second free throw. 54-47, Galesburg by 7. 50 seconds to go, overtime number 2. Dixon Williams down the lane with a jump stop. Comes down with the ball. Maybe someone reached in and poked it away. They don't call a turnover. And now a 3 on the way is good by Jalen Romaine. 54-50, Limestone crawls back within 4 with 33 seconds to go. Joe Williams trapped on the inbound. They're going to get a reach foul called on Isaiah Riley on the trap down below us at the end of the Limestone bench. So Joe was in terrible position. He just covered up the ball and waited for the foul to come. 30.8 seconds to go. And Joe will shoot free throws where he has not been very good tonight. He's 3 of 7. Missed his first 4, made his last 3. He hasn't scored since that 3rd free throw back in the 3rd quarter. He only has 5 points tonight. And the first one is good. Caught a lot of the rim, but it finally found its way through. No matter what comes out of this, Gillsburg will still have only a 2-possession lead. It's 5 right now at 55-50, now 56-50, as Williams makes them both. Limestone may need some 3-pointers here under 30 seconds to go. Dixon Williams thought about launching a long one, now gets it back from Riley. He will fire a 25-footer off the back of the rim. Rebound, Rockets get it back. Out to Riley for 3. Banks it in. And now Limestone uses its final timeout. He banks it in from outside the top of the arc, but it gives Limestone possible life down three with 15 seconds to go. They need a steal on the inbound.
Yeah, when it was an eight-point game and we were shooting free throws with just over a minute left, I thought, well, we're really, really good shape. We still have the ball and a three-point lead, though, but Limestone's been able to make enough shots to hang in here. And I'm interested to see what Limestone's strategy is. Being a three-point game, I mean, I guess they've got a foul, but that's where when the other team's in the double bonus, even one free throw, and that pretty well seals the deal, makes it a two-possession game. So obviously try and steal the inbounds would be job one. The Streaks are usually pretty good, though, about not letting that happen. And then we'll see where they go from there.
Sectional game between A-Town and Brimfield is already at halftime. This game has gone so deep into the second overtime. Brimfield leads that one 25-19. Hadn't gone real well for the Tornadoes, it sounds like. They have been called for two intentional fouls and a technical foul in that game. And Brimfield leads by six at the half.
Well, I'm sure they're having to bump and fight and claw for everything because Brimfield's got so much more offensive firepower than the Tornadoes do.
Streaks have to get it in. They do to Devin Ross. And now with a breakaway, and there's a foul by Dixon Williams reaching on Ross on the far sideline as Devin is driving toward half court. So with 12.4 seconds to go, Devin needs to make at least one here to make it a two-possession game. Only the second foul of the game on Chris Dixon Williams. Ross to the free throw line where he just missed two. Makes that one there. He's 6 of 10.
Feeling a lot better now.
4-point lead, 12 seconds to go. I'd feel even better if he made the second one, too. Devin Ross with 16 points tonight, now 17 as he makes them both. 58-53. And the final timeout called by Galesburg with 12.4 seconds to go. Dan Sullivan, Mike Reynolds, assistant coach, his volunteer assistant coach who agreed to come on this season after retiring from Princeville, out having a long conversation with Mike. And now Coach Reynolds comes back to the huddle.
Yeah, Mike credited Dan with some good advice in the last game, the United Township game, the Streaks able to pull out.
Right, on that tip play, yeah, on the missed free throw. This was after Mike told me that he fired Sully earlier in the week. Steve Cheeseman said he got fired as well. But they were still hanging around on Friday night, and they're still here again Tuesday night. I asked him how many times they've both been fired this season.
Yeah.
Well, too many times to count.
How's Steve Hawkins hanging around? He just keeps quiet, I guess, right?
I don't think that's possible.
I was going to say, Steve? Really?
12.4 seconds to go. We can chuckle now in the double overtime as the Streaks are 12 and a half seconds away from surviving this massive upset challenge from an 8-20 Limestone team that the Streaks defeated by nearly 30 in their prior meeting back in November. Streaks are going to put on some token full court press. That forces Dixon Williams to take it on the inbound. And he trips going into the front court between some Silver Streaks defenders. The ball goes back to him. He gets fouled under the basket with a shot. And that stops the clock with 3.4 seconds to go. I think Mike Reynolds is about to lose his head down there.
Well, I don't blame him. That was weird, though. I mean, how that ball ended up trickling back to him after the scrum for it, I don't know. But he was in the right place, hit it, and, of course, the foul. Thank goodness Devin hit a couple of free throws down the other way, or he'd be shooting for a tie right now. Although they put the points up, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yep. Joe Williams is fouled out for the Silver Streak. So Dixon Williams, well, is he going to miss the free throw like the Streaks did? And then they're going to tip it out and go for three to tie the game. Looks like he's trying to make it, and he does. So now Limestone has to steal the inbound. Streaks up by two. 3.4 seconds to go. They get it into Meeker, who's fouled immediately from the backside. Still, 6/10 of a second went off the clock, and with a two-point lead, now Ethan can steal the game, seal the game, and maybe steal the game as well if he makes two free throws.
Well, JJ's going to the line. I thought Ethan got fouled,
so did I. Well, Limestone knew it, and now the officials are going to talk it over. I think Mike Reynolds wants to make sure that they're putting the right guy at the line. He wants Ethan there.
Sure he does.
JJ's only 50% on the season. Meeker is at 65%. But Ethan is 0-for-3 from the line tonight. J.J.'s 1-for-3. The officials are still talking it over out there.
Well, Ethan's the one that got his arm taken off down here.
He inbounded it to Ethan. Ethan needs to be trying to sell this a little better. He needs to be lurking around the free throw line.
Here we go.
He needed to be at the free throw line anyway just to show the officials he expected to be there. Now he goes up there, and Eddie Matthews has his arms in the air. He wants an explanation. You better believe that was intentional on their part to try to foul J.J. Rain.
Sure. And now another time. My guys seem like I've had 45 timeouts. They use another one here with 2.8 to go.
Of course, both teams get five for the game, and then as each overtime, you get an extra one. So Limestone has now officially used its final timeout. Streaks with their last timeout, burned their last one. 2.8 seconds to go. 2-point Galesburg lead at 58-56. They were up by eight, scored the first 8 points of the overtime, took a 53-45 lead. They've been outscored 11-3, 11-5 since then. And the lead is down to two with Ethan Meeker at the free throw line trying to seal it for the Silver Streaks.
Last time Galesburg won 25 games, their season ended at the hands of Coach Eddie Matthews and Peoria Notre Dame over at Richwoods High School.
5 years ago.
This would be win number 25 tonight, trying to defeat Eddie Matthews, only with a different team in Limestone.
Silver Streaks 6-3 all time against the Rockets in the postseason, but they've lost the last two back in 03 and 05. This is their first postseason meeting since then. And with 2.8 seconds to go, it'll be Ethan Meeker at the free throw line with a 2-point lead for the Streaks. Two free throws coming, and if he makes them both, this game should be over. Barring something really massive and a mistake-wise for the Silver Streaks. Ethan's first one, short. This game isn't over yet. He is 0-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. Meeker with 12 points. Needs a lucky 13. It's good. Now Limestone needs a three to tie with 5 seconds to go. On the inbound, Dixon Williams heaves. It's way short. And this game, mercifully for the Silver Streaks, is over. Galesburg survives with their 25th win, and they will play for their 3A regional title on Friday night in a 59-56 double overtime win over the Limestone Rockets. We will catch our breath, and we'll come back with the postgame show after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OS SF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
It's a hangout. It's a stop-in. It's a drive-through happy place. It's selfies on the phone. Let's grab a vanilla cone. It's like getting a face full of French fry ticker tape because you're Grand Marshal of the Potato Parade on a float that resembles the Golden Arches. It's defense from the daily grind. It's a Big Mac on your mind. It's McDonald's. And it's all these things with a little more loving for all.
Spice things up with a jalapeno double or the new jalapeno McChicken with melty white cheddar and two kinds of jalapenos right now at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The Central Illinois Youth Symphony holds its What to Expect When You Audition workshop this Sunday at 2 p.m. in Peoria. It's free, and you can find more details on our calendar at WGIL.com.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy and colder, a low around 8, wind chill reading 0 to 10 below 0 after midnight, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Partly sunny, tomorrow colder, high of 17. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and colder, a low of 1 below. And on Thursday, sunny with a high of 14, wind chill readings 10 to 20 below in the morning. Friday, partly cloudy and a high around 40. Currently, it's 35 degrees at WGIL.
Stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, Jim Lee, we were left speechless after the Silver Streaks victory on Friday night to survive up at East Moline in overtime. Nearly left speechless here tonight the way this one transpired, and the Silver Streaks survive in double overtime, 59-56, to go to 25-7 on the season. Limestone ends at 8-21. Tremendous battle put on by the Rockets. Mike Reynolds already out of the locker room and headed this direction. I don't know where we're going to begin with him. I know he's just happy to get out of here with a win, because that's really what it's all about at this time of the season. And yeah. Credit both teams. They did just about everything they had to do to get it done here tonight.
Yeah, despite the record, we'll be an underdog Friday night against, yeah, I think, whichever team we play. But I'm just thankful we got there. This would have been a really tough way for the season to end. A really good season to lose to Limestone here tonight. But the team, as it did on Friday night, showed a lot of character, never gave up. Got a little lucky.
Yep.
That ball that was sitting on the front of the rim, all it had to do was, for Limestone at the end of regulation, fall the other way, and they go off the court with a big upset. But fortunately for us, it tipped away off the front of the rim, and we survived for two overtimes and ended up pulling it out.
All right, so we've had a lot of mess in our scorebooks here to try to sort through and add up. Are we ready for final statistics yet? I'm ready for individual scoring, but that's all I've got done. I'm still trying to add up all my team numbers.
I can give you what I've got on team numbers, but until we compare them, I'm not very confident. We get in these overtimes and I become a fan more than I am a bookkeeper.
All right, so our post-game statistics, we'll try to work through these together. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. What do you got, Jim?
All right, I finish off with Limestone 20 out of 43 from the field. Silver Streaks, pretty similar, 18 of 43. Rebounds, Limestone had the edge pretty much the whole game. I shut them with 29 at the end of this one to 23 for Galesburg.
I had 24.
Okay, well, that's not too far off. Turnovers, I had them twice as many. So 16 for Limestone, 8 for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, and I had none for the Streaks in either overtime.
Right, right. And Limestone only had one.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So pretty impressive on both teams' parts there.
Yeah, and I think when you get into overtimes, too, you get a combination of things. Guys are a little more tired. They're not quite as aggressive. Number of guys usually have some foul problems.
Yeah.
And you're in a double bonus, so you're not as casual about trying to reach in and steal the ball for fear you're going to put the other team at the line. So teams get a lot more conservative in those overtimes, and so hence you just don't see nearly as many turnovers.
Not a whole lot of three-point baskets attempted in the second half. And in fact, I had the Streaks with only 3 3-point attempts in the entire fourth quarter and the two overtimes. And then, of course, Limestone started launching there in the second overtime when they were in desperation. So I had them finishing, 2 of 7 there at the end of the game. They'd shot only 3 attempts prior to that. So I had them 4 of 10 from behind the arc. Silver Streaks were 2 of 13. And I'm still adding up all the free throws.
Yeah, that ended up being a lot. We didn't really have too many early. I guess, what, 6 of 6 in the first half for Limestone. Gelsberg 1 of 5, but then they really piled up there in that second half. And so often that is the case. So, yeah, when you take a deep breath. I thought the Gelsberg crowd was pretty quiet through this game right up until we got to the overtimes. Once we survived and they missed that shot, after that, I thought Gelsberg was the more rowdy crowd. Up until then.
Certainly in the double overtime.
Seemed like we kind of sat on our hands, but I think the crowd kind of realized, hey, we need to do something to help these guys out here. And not a big traveling crowd, especially kind of disappointed student body. There really weren't a whole lot of students here for this one tonight. Had day off today. Maybe everybody a little out of their rhythm what they were doing. But anyway, they fought through, got the win, and I'll tell you what. Chicks fans, they'll need a lot of support Friday night.
Yeah.
Against whichever team they end up playing. But I'll tell you what, Gelsberg could still win this thing. I know, you know, a lot of people watch their last few games and think, I don't know. But we're still not making that many shots. If this team comes out and Meeker and Williams happen to be on fire some night, there's not too many teams we couldn't beat.
Right.
And we're really due for that, I think. I think this team is due to have a hot shooting night, and maybe that happens Friday night.
Well, and I still think the style of play that we're going to see Friday night favors us better than what United Township plays and what Limestone plays.
Yeah.
Than what Providence Catholic plays, although they were a little more up-tempo than we anticipated.
Well, they were
that
so
night,
big. But, yeah. Oh, man. But so, Limestone, they played great defense tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
They were really scrappy. Eddie had them ready.
All right, so numbers here. I've got Limestone 4 of 10 from three-point range. Silver Streaks 2 of 13. Rockets finished 12 of 15 from the free throw line. And the Silver Streaks ended up 21 of 38. So as bad as they were early on, that's still not much below 50%, but that's a lot better than it could have been.
Yeah.
And our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is the one who led the better shooting from the free throw line of all things.
Yeah, we'll stick with him. We said it when he made a big tip in. That was the first mention of Eric Thompson that tied a game. And then hit, what, 4 straight free throws and 5 out of 6?
5 out of 6, yep.
And
way those, to go, Eric.
Yeah, those in key spots. So, pretty easy pick for Eric Thompson as crunch time player of the game tonight.
Individual scoring, Chris Dixon-Williams leads Limestone with 22, Isaiah Riley with 10, Sam Keppel with 8, Jalen Romaine had 5, Austin Wood 3, Alex Reed 2, and Calvin Peacock fouled out of the game with 1. Silver Streaks had 3 players in double figures, Devin Ross 17, Ethan Meeker 13, Eric Thompson 11, and 10 rebounds, a double-double for Eric tonight, Joe Williams 7, Kevante Shaw 6, J.J. Range 3, Cody Hawthorne, 2. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Now time for our coach's interview as Mike Reynolds joins us now. And let's find out if he's collected himself yet to give us some final thoughts on this one, Jim.
Well, Mike, congratulations. Talk about back-to-back games that are real heart-stoppers. And, of course, this one with the season on the line. And I don't know what to say. It was a testament to how hard these kids stuck with it because they never gave up.
Well, we didn't play real well offensively and didn't shoot it real well. Finally got our swagger and bounced back, and then we lost a little bit on defense in the glass. So, you know, you give all the credit in the world to Limestone. They played their heart out. They had us, you know, inch away from beating us there at the end of regulation. And I don't know who blocked that shot when it was on the rim, but maybe John Thiel or some other Silver Streak legend. Somebody had to have blocked it, but... They aren't going to ask us how we won on Friday. They're going to ask us if we can win Friday. So we're going to try.
Eric Thompson, we thought, had one of its best games that we've seen in a while. He was terrific tonight.
Yeah, and the way postseason works, he's been our worst free throw shooter all year, and he stepped up and drilled 4 of them. And, wow, you know, I don't know what to say.
And a big tip in there at one point as well. It seemed like every time we'd get up 4 or 5, that lead was pretty short-lived. Chris Dixon-Williams was terrific tonight.
He's very good. That's the Chris Dixon-Williams we saw, not when we played him, you know, when he missed a lot of shots, but that's the Chris Dixon-Williams I've seen on tape. And I figured, you know, when you're a senior, your best game comes out at the end. And I'm glad it wasn't the end for us. Him and Nupple, or however you say number 15's name, was a really good player.
What's the takeaway with the kids? I mean, we talk so often about survive and advance in the postseason, and you've talked about that. You know, it's just a matter of getting to the next game and playing for something in the next game.
We're going to practice Wednesday and Thursday like we're going to try to win Friday. And that's what we did tonight, and we found a way to win. And you know, I don't know. We're going to fight like crazy on Friday. We know, you know, maybe we're outmanned. I don't know. But we're going to fight like crazy, and we know Manuel's got a lot of length. We know Central's got a lot of good players and a lot of discipline. And this is what you have. It'll be a Rock Island type atmosphere. I hope our kids respond. I think they will. And I think we'll see a lot better game out of the streaks on Friday.
Well, and is it a matter, too, of telling the kids don't get down based on what happened here? Try to build your confidence on the fact that you did find a way to win and we are still playing.
Well, that's what you do. I mean, you look tonight, you go home and read on IHSA.org, and I bet there's number one seed that lost tonight because they couldn't find a way, they couldn't stick together, and that's the mark of our program. We just find a way to win, and they're not going to ask us how pretty it was. They're going to ask us, did you win? Like Cheese said, they don't ask you how, they ask you how many, and that's number 25, and we're going to try to go for number 26 on Friday.
And we were saying, you know, you're due for a hot shooting night. We haven't had one for a while, and these guys are capable of doing it.
Well, I'm hoping it comes Friday because we're in desperate need of one of those, and we know what kind of effort it's going to take to be one of these two teams, and I know we have it in us. We just got to find it in 2 days.
Is it the kind of game Friday night, regardless of who we play, where maybe it gets us back into our style a little bit more and maybe we can get a little more comfortable? I know the opposition that's going to be out there is going to be tough, but in terms of the flow of the game...
Well, they're not going to play slow.
Right.
If that's what you're asking, but Rock Island didn't play slow either, and they throttled us. But I think we'll have a little better focus and a little better energy defensively, and that's who we are. You know, after we lost Grant, we're not going to put 75 points on the board, so... We just got to gut it out, find a way to get a few rebounds and a few loose balls, and see if we can shoot some in.
All right. Thanks as always, and we will see you, thank goodness, Friday night.
All right. Thank you.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks after Galesburg survives a double overtime challenge from Limestone and prevails here at Canton tonight, 59-56. Take a break in the post game. We'll check some area scores. And when we come back, we'll get you updated on those as we continue with Silver Streaks boys basketball postgame coverage in the 3A regional where Galesburg advances on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
During the radio auction, bid on number 309, a $100 gift certificate from Xanadu Fashions.
The bidding begins Saturday, March 21st at 7 a.m. on WGIL.
Here tonight, Silver Streaks win in double overtime, 59-56 over Limestone. They'll play the 3A regional championship game Friday against either Peoria Manual or Peoria High School. It's been very interesting to follow, and we really haven't been following a whole lot of the other games going on in the postseason around the area because this game, you just couldn't take your eyes off it here tonight. But in the A-Town Brimfield sectional semifinal, Abington Avon's now been called for three intentional fouls and a technical foul. Brimfield's been called for an intentional foul. And the Indians lead it 33-24 over A-Town as they wind down the third quarter there.
I'm sure A-Town's just throwing everything at the kitchen sink at them, trying to hang in the game. Carson Cuevas of Brimfield is a terrific player, one of the best Class A players around. And just he alone would be a big problem for the Tornadoes, let alone the rest of that Brimfield team.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they've beaten some really good teams. They smashed Elmwood after they had lost to them once, beat a very good Peoria Christian team to get there. And I'm sure they're feeling like this is not a year they're going to let Abbott and Avon sneak in and snatch their prize away.
I was trying to find an update on the Williamsfield game. They got started earlier, and I haven't seen an update on that one for quite a while. Alleman did lose earlier tonight, so the Pioneers' season is done as they lost big to Dixon. Quincy is playing tonight. But they were the second game, and I haven't seen a score coming out of Quincy on that game yet.
Macomb is playing at Riverton tonight.
That was a one-point game, the last I saw, with Macomb up again one late in the third quarter.
On Pleasant Plains.
And here's a Williamsfield score down 29-20 at the half. So still a long way to go in that one, apparently. And again, with the sectional games getting underway after... We'd never know it now, the fact that we've hit the 8 o'clock hour here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, but we were supposed to be the early game tonight. We did start early.
Thank goodness we started early.
Oh, boy, I guess. Simeon won tonight. No surprise there. I saw where Whitney Young won, and Westchester St. Joe at one point was the number one team in Class 3A. They also advanced. And so those are the scores we have for you. Here's that Dixon final, a 51-23 win over Rock Island Alum. The games at Moline, by the way, I don't know if we mentioned this earlier tonight or not, but those got postponed until tomorrow. UT lost to Pekin last night, so the Panthers are done. So Rocky and Moline will go at it tomorrow night up at Wharton Fieldhouse. All right, Brimfield now leading Abingdon Avon 42-31, 6:20 left in the game there. And... the Jayhawks are underway.
They trying to avenge their setback to
West Virginia.
Coach Bobby Huggins.
And looking to get their outright 11th straight Big 12 conference championship. They got a share of it last night when Iowa State came from 21 down in the second half and won at home against Oklahoma. So that gave KU a share of the title. And I'll be calling that one here up on my app as we watch Manual and Peoria High School play. Getting underway here in just a moment. Take a final timeout here on the postgame. Wrap it up from Canton after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Shoe shopping isn't what it once was. Your options? Self-serve in store or play the online game. Before you lose all hope in having a good old-fashioned shoe shopping experience, make a trip to Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have a full line of upscale shoes and boots that you can be fitted for and try on in the store. Brands like Sperry, Sass, Vans Cove, Bjorn, Florsheim, Merrell, Rockport, Timberline, and Red Wing. When you want a well-made pair of shoes with excellent fit and customer service that doesn't include a return mail label, you gotta go to Breedlove's.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
They spread salmonella and trigger asthma attacks. They transmit disease and contaminate food. They feed on blood and can leave trails of itchy red welts. Cockroaches, mice, bed bugs, and other pests are more than a nuisance. They're a threat to your family's health. Learn how to protect your family and home at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association.
Once upon a time, there was a nice house that lived with a family. The house loved the family and took care of them. One day, it started to rain and rain. The house wanted to protect the family, but the water got inside and ruined everybody's everythings. The house was so sad, but the family didn't think it could happen. They told the house that they would take better care of her, always.
Protect what matters. Learn more about your flood risk at floodsmart.gov/care.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Nebraska. Pre-game coverage begins at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, thank goodness we're coming back here Friday night. Only we aren't coming back here Friday night, Jim Lee. Doggone it.
Yes, Tom Meredith will have the honors of watching the Silver Streaks win the regional with you Friday night.
So I'm really, really hoping that maybe we can, I mean, I'm hoping we can go on anyway and keep on going. But, I mean, I don't mind working with Tom, but I will miss you greatly here Friday night. And I hope you have a wonderful time on your vacation.
Thank you. I will, it kind of fell the way the college spring break is next week. And you know full well when you're a teacher, and my wife is, and that's the time you can go, then that's when we go. So we're going to find a little warmer weather, and I'm going to, as soon as I get off the plane, probably check and see how Galesburg is faring here in Canton on Friday night.
Keep you updated as much as I can. Have a good time, and
thanks.
I hope to see you back.
I hope
in the booth with me one more time, at least.
I will be back for the sectional final.
All right.
So take them there.
Counting on it. Manuel and Peoria High School getting ready to start here. We'll keep you updated on that game throughout our Twitter feed, and our thanks to Nick Simpson of the downtown studios. As Galesburg does survive, winning in double overtime over Limestone, 59-56. We'll be back here Friday night for the regional championship in Class 3A. For Nick Simpson downtown, for Jim Lee, my season-long and longtime partner here, and we're hoping to keep it going here into next week, but Friday night comes first. I'm Brad Binowitz. 59-56, Streaks advance in double overtime. Good night from Canton.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.